101.3's High School Football Frenzy is live and on the air. In tonight's matchup, it's Dearborn to Vine Child at Western. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Western Schools, AeroQuip Credit Union, The Clothing Carousel, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Avenue Auto, Fuller's Chem Dry, Northwest Community Schools, Kelly Fuels, and the College and Career Access Center. We now go live to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Connor Dockery and Mark Daly.
Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school football. Tonight's matchup pits the Western Panthers against the Divine Child Falcons in week one. I'm Connor Dockery and I'll be your host for all the action alongside the Mark W. Daly on K105.3. Thanks for joining us, and what an electrical atmosphere it is here at Western High School, Mark.
Boy, I tell you, Western High School, they know how to put on a party. They know how to put on a show. They've got one of the best stadium announcers in the business here in Troy Allen, and it's just an absolutely great, great evening. It's a great night for football here with the Football Frenzy.
Yeah, and what better place to kick off the 2024 football season for high school? I mean, there's already a ton of people here to support their Panthers. A good amount of people made the trip out as well from Dearborn to support the Divine Child Falcons. And of course, the big thing going into this game is the brand new turf field.
That's right. You know, it's not the first time a contest has been played on this field. They've had a handful of soccer games already in the season. A few of those were played right here. But it's the first football game of the season. They did a special ribbon-cutting ceremony with the school board and the superintendent, Mike Smida. So they really put on a show. And, yeah, this is a fabulous, fabulous field. You weren't here with us last year when they had to cancel a game and move it to Olivet, lost home field advantage against Hastings because they had a grub issue out here. They were able to get things turned around, able to host some postseason games after that. But, yeah, having this, seeing what that field was like last year, and then just here, seeing this field today, this is nice. This is really nice.
I think it is a worthy upgrade, if I do say so myself. Nice turf field. I mean, you got the clear lines and the, of course, end zone designs. Of course, you see the nice Western there and the gold lettering there. This is going to be an easy game to call in terms of spotting the ball.
Right. Exactly. Well, we don't have the yellow lines like they do on TV.
That's true.
But you've got two highly trained professionals here in the booth giving you the call today.
I don't know about highly trained, but somewhat trained.
Professionals. We're two professionals.
Even then, I think there might be some quotation marks around there. But it's an excellent environment here at Western. As a matter of fact, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to give a little bit of a tale of the tape, if you will, between the Western Panthers and the Divine Child Falcons. That's coming up. We're back in 2 minutes on K105.3.
So, name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399979.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Western High School for tonight's football action between the Western Panthers and the Divine Child Falcons. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. The Western Panthers coming in from last season at an 8-1 overall record in the regular season. Last year, they were ranked 9th in the Michigan playoff points rankings, 4th on Max Preps. Divine Child with a 5-4 overall record last regular season. They were ranked 25th in the playoff points there for Division 4, as Western was a Division 3 school, and they were of course ranked 21st on Division 4 for Max Preps. And Mark, you were able to see a little bit of this Western team last season. Stood out from last season that you think that they're going to try to build on this season as they look to make another pretty good postseason run?
Well, last season they were loaded. They had a lot of great talent on this team. They lost some to graduation, but talking to Nick Rulowitz, it was kind of like a reload atmosphere for this team. They've got a lot of returners coming back this year. So the thing that they're going to have to do is they're just going to see if we can keep that momentum going. Last season they started off with two really hard teams when they had Dearborn Divine Child, beat them, and then they played Detroit Country Day. You know, these are two schools that are known throughout the entire state of being really good football schools.
Absolutely.
They come out with that kind of momentum. It just raised the eyes of everybody in Jackson County, probably with the exception of the Western people, because they kind of knew what they had. So, the question of the season, are they going to be able to keep that momentum going this year with some of the pieces that they have in place?
Absolutely, and we got to see if they have a little bit of that reload, if you will. So it's going to be pretty interesting looking into this one. Of course, they had their season ended in the quarterfinals, 42-7 against Zeeland West, only their second loss of the season. And, of course, their only other loss was that Week 7 versus Hastings, that game that got relocated, as you mentioned, a one-point loss, 20-19 there in that one, of course. That was their third trip to the state quarterfinals there in the last six seasons for Western. Also their seventh consecutive playoff season in a row. So a very good season overall for the Western Panthers last year, looking to build on that, at least maintain that high level of play going into 2024. Divine Child, 5-4 overall last season in the regular season. They're trying to make a deeper playoff run this year and build some long-term stability. They got knocked out in the second round last year and made the quarterfinals the year before, so trying to maintain that stability in the postseason. And before that, the last two seasons, they ended up missing the playoffs in 3 out of 4 years. And, of course, second year in a row that these teams are matching up.
Yeah, second year in a row for these two for this contest, and I get a little distracted as the team just came onto the field, ran under the banner, ran through the big W out here at the 50-yard line, and this crowd's on the feet cheering on their Panthers. This is just it's one of the best atmospheres. There's a lot of great atmospheres for high school football all across this county. What happens here at Western's one of the best.
Absolutely, and I think a good introduction for me, honestly, for being my first game here in Jackson County. So I think it's going to be a very fun game to watch here. The Western Panthers and the Divine Child Falcons, of course, both teams lining up. We've got the Western band out there performing some tunes for us, and, of course, getting ready to get this one underway. Kickoff here in just a couple of minutes. Any final thoughts, Mark?
The big thing that Western's going to have to do tonight, and you can say this across the board for all high school football, is they're going to have to stop the run. And they're going to have to really key in on Marcelo Vitti, one of the running backs for this Falcons team.
Absolutely. So we're going to step aside, and we're going to be back in 90 seconds. You've got live coverage of Western High School football on K105.3.
Summer is winding down and cold weather will be here soon. It's not too late to have your driveway or parking lot protected from the upcoming winter with seal coating and crack filling from Wolverine Seal Coating. Seal coating your driveway or parking lot while the weather is still warm will protect your surface for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating will ensure your surfaces are sealed tight and ready to face those winter storms. Get ahead of the cold at WolverineSealCoating.com and schedule your free estimate today.
Every parent wants their child to be a well-rounded student. Western School District can deliver just that. At Western Schools, they'll benefit from an outstanding academic program while also participating in competitive athletics and award-winning fine arts programs like band, drama, and visual arts. You will want your children to be a part of the Panther Pride. For more information, go to WSDPanthers.org or call 517-841-8171 to learn how to enroll. Western School District, a tradition of excellence.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Connor Dockery and Mark Daly live from Western High School for week one. Western Panthers and Divine Child Falcons. Both teams ready to hit the field and officially kick off the 2024 high school football season. Very electric atmosphere here. Tons of people here supporting the Western Panthers, and a lot of people, actually. The visiting stands nearly full there to support Divine Child. A
lot of bright red on the other side of the field here for the Falcons. And, you know, it's a lot of work up to this point for this first game of the season. It's been going on really since the end of last season. I had a chance to talk with Nick Rulowitz earlier this summer. And he said every year they have a motto or a phrase that identifies the team and their goals. And this year it's BET, B-E-T, BET, which can mean several things. Bring everyone together, beat every team. The list can go on and on. But that's what they're hanging your hat on this year is BET, beat every team for this Western Panther football team.
That's the motto, and we'll see what happens in this one as both teams lining up. Divine Child set to kick this one away. Western getting the first possession of the season here. Western will be going from left to right on your radio dial this first quarter. Brought to you by Carpenter Family Vision. Single best vision experience you will ever have. Family-owned in Horton, Carpenter Family Vision. Divine Child wearing their white road uniforms, red numbers trimmed in black, red helmets, black pants. Western in their dark red home uniforms, gold numbers trimmed in white, gold helmets, gold pants.
Van Riper and Birdner, 3 and 5, back deep to receive for the Panthers.
And it'll be Eli Lewis set to kick this one off as we are awaiting the go-ahead from the officials to get this one underway. It looks like we're waiting on the clock to get fixed. It's stopped at 11:57. Looks like it was going a little bit too soon there. And now we got it reset. We're good to go.
Everybody's antsy tonight.
I know.
Let's
we're ready.
Go!
We're pumped. We're ready to get this one underway. Eli Lewis kick is downfield. It's going to be fielded on the near side by Braden Woodard. He's running on the far sideline, getting some good blocking, and he's making his way up the field. Now at the 40, Divine Child trying to force him out, and it's at the midfield near the 50. What a kick return.
That was Noah Birdner, who just found a little bit of space, had some blocks in front of him, and able to get things going for Western right at the 50.
Oh, my. Wow. And he got that. Look at that. A 40-yard kick return. And Western, I don't think they could have asked for a much better execution on the very first play of the season right there.
So, oh, Birdner's got some wheels, too. He does have some wheels on him.
It'll be first down and 50 for Western. At first down and 10 at the 50-yard line, left hash mark. About 16 seconds into this first quarter. Lining up in the gun, takes a snap, handoff up the middle. That's going to be Brady Parrott, and he's just going to run into a wall there. from Divine Child, even getting a couple helmets knocked off there.
One of the things you got to do is you got to be solid in the run game, and I know it's early. It's going to take a little bit, probably a couple series for both these teams to get their sea legs on them. But he just ran into a wall, and somebody lost their lid on that one too.
Yeah, that was a pretty good defensive stop right there for the Falcons, as it'll be second down and 10 from the 50-yard line, 11:33 and counting in this first quarter. In the gun, taking the snap, now looking downfield, out of the pocket on the right, throw on the near side, that's going to be caught and rolling down near out of bounds from Reed Myers to DJ Van Riper.
Van Riper, we're going to say his name a lot tonight. Blake Englert was right there for the Falcons to get the stop, but damage already done. 11 yards on that reception, first and 10, fresh set of downs for the Panthers.
That was an impressive play right there, so the first down of the game for the Western Panthers. No score yet. Just inside 11 minutes of counting in the first. First and 10 from the Falcon 39. Handoff right up the middle, getting a pretty good run right there for a couple yards. That was the junior, Jaden Willis.
Jaden Willis able to get a block, found a hole, able to do a little bit of zig and zag too. And Marcelo Vitti was in there on the stop.
4 yards for him on the carry. It's going to be second down and 6 on the right hash mark from the Divine Child 35.
There's about 3 white jerseys that were in on that stop.
Taking the snap, handoff right up the middle to the same guy, Jaden Willis, and he's going to get the stop right around the 30-yard line. Was it enough for the first down?
Looks like it's going to be about a yard
just
shy.
Just short.
I want to say it was number 8, Jillian Hernandez, among the white jerseys in there to make the stop.
So the first third down of the game for the Western Panthers. We'll see if they can get an early conversion right here. Third down and 1 from the Falcon 30-yard line on the right hash mark. One receiver right, 2 to the left. Takes a snap, handoff right up the middle. In for the first down and down for about a 5-yard game. Brody Parrott getting the run there.
Blake Englert again. First one there to make the hit. But what happens when Parrott is running, that first hit's not always going to do it. He's going to keep chopping his legs. He's going to run through you. He got another couple yards after that first contact.
Yeah, and able to really fight through that and get his team another first down. First and 10 from the 25-yard line. No score yet. 9:25 and counting in the first. Snap to Myers. Handoff up the gun again to Parrott, and he's going to be brought down for another moderate gain there around the 20.
Luke Jordan, first one to wrap him up and make the stop, but you get 4 yards on first down, you're going to have a really productive night.
Going to be 9 yards on 3 carries for Brody Parrott, the sophomore. And this Western team starting to make some good progress after that great first stop on the run up the middle by Divine Child. Now Western starting to really build some momentum as we've got 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right in the gun, 1 back with Reed Myers, the senior quarterback. Takes a snap, looking downfield, throw on the far sideline. That's going to be caught by Van Riper, and he's going to be brought down immediately.
That was number 12, Andrew Ryan, who was able to come in, get the low hit on him, get his legs out from underneath him, but he was still able to get a couple yards on it. This is going to be a manageable third down for the Panthers.
That's going to be just 2 yards there on the play. It's going to be third down and 4 from the 19-yard line. That's 13 yards and 2 catches for Mr. Van Riper. Third and 4 from the left hash mark. Hand up the middle. And, oh, that's going to be smothering defense right there as Jaden Willis just had nowhere to go. It's going to be a slight loss of yardage on third down.
Ethan Perkins, first one through the line to make the hit. And once you get slowed down behind the line of scrimmage, just a bunch of white jerseys came in to polish it off. They lost a couple yards on that.
It's going to be a loss of 2 right there. That's going to be now 7 yards on 3 carries for Jaden Willis. And a big decision right here for the Western Panthers. You talked about Van Riper's leg a little bit there in the pregame show we were talking about.
He's got a boot. He's got a boot. He can. It doesn't look like they're going to do that here. It looks like they're going to pull a Dan Campbell.
Are they going to do it? They are going to go for on fourth down. Fourth down and 7 from the 21. Looking downfield. Caught on the far sideline and walking into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. The senior, Luke Nally, with the reception.
It was wide open. Wide open on the far side, and the closest person to contact him had no way of getting him until after he nonchalantly crossed into the end zone.
21-yard touchdown pass there from Reed Myers to Luke Nally. Just beautiful play. 6-0 Panthers, and they're lining up for the extra point. Looks like it's going to be Noah Burton or the senior.
Touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Noah Burton to kick. Our touchdown sponsor.
Lining up. The extra point is up, and it's going to be a doink on the left side of the goalpost. So it will remain a 6-0 lead for the Western Panthers. And regardless, couldn't get the extra point. Very successful first drive of the game for Western.
It's going to be a game of in the trenches. Whose line is better? And so far, Western's offensive line is better than the Falcons' D-line.
It's been a really good battle so far. And that sometimes that makes all the difference right there is who's winning the line. And definitely Western, a great first drive, establishing that control. And we'll see what kind of counterpunch that the Divine Child Falcons can bring on their first offensive drive of the game.
Hey, this first quarter is brought to you by Carpenter Family Vision, the single best vision experience you will ever have. Family owned in Horton, Carpenter Family Vision bringing you a first quarter action tonight here at, we are at Dr. George M. Baker Memorial Field.
7:29 to go in the first quarter. Western leads 6-0 over Divine Child as the Western Panthers set to kick this one away with Noah Burdener once again, as he's going to place it a little bit to the left side there as he's ready to kick this one away. Rayshaw Thomas back to receive this one. He's back there as well with, it looks like, Liam Gibbons, the junior.
I don't want to jinx anything here, but this dude's got a leg.
And my, a boomer. This one going right into the end zone, and it's going to be a touchback. Wow.
Hey,
you were not kidding.
No, that's what happened. That's what happened for the last few years at the pro level, just a touchback, because it's well into the end zone.
So a booming kick right there. So it's going to be the 20-yard line, first down. Divine Child lining up right in the middle between the two hash marks from the touchback. First and 10 from the 20, trying to answer that touchdown score from Reed Myers to Luke Nally on Western's first drive of the game. Divine Child in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Trying to catch the Western defense with a couple of fake snaps right there, and looks like there is going to be a penalty right there.
Western 5-yard penalty.
It's going to be a Western penalty.
It did feel like there was a little bit of a hitch on the offensive line there, but they kind of did it all in unison. So it's going to be a Western flag. There's three of those guys on the line that jumped.
Lining up now, it's going to be first down and 5 after the penalty. In the gun, a bit of a high snap, quick handoff to the left-hand side, again, some good run right there, and going to be down past the 30-yard line. That's going to be Marcello Vitti, the junior.
That was Chapko in on the stop, and Bergetter also getting in on the stop for the Panthers. Oh, they get back to the line of scrimmage quick.
It's going to be first down and 10 from the 30-yard line, first down of the drive for Divine Child. Senior Bryce Borges, he's the one under center there for the Falcons. Trying to communicate there with his sideline as what they're going to try to do. 10 seconds on the play clock. 6:50 and counting in this first quarter. Western leads Divine Child 6-0. Snap, looking on the right, and Borges going to bring it on the ground himself, and he's going to try to slide in as that line just collapsed. He had nowhere to go.
Yeah, he just ran into a defender. It was number 16. Cody Tripp, one of the captains for the squad, making his way into the backfield and getting a stop on the quarterback.
Second down and 10 from the Divine Child 31-yard line, right hash mark. Two receivers to either side. Another couple of fake snap calls there from Borges, trying to again draw a penalty. But Western, they learned their lesson after that first one, as of right now. 6:07 and counting in this first. Going to be a snap and a fake handoff to the right. An option there and running into another wall there, Borges.
They're running like a little RPO kind of a thing, going with a no huddle. That's how they're getting to the line so fast. They kind of all line up, wait for the call in to come from the sideline. And they just ran into three defensive linemen on that stop. Got maybe 6 inches on the play.
They're going to spot it at about the 32-yard line, so it's going to be third down and 9 from the Divine Child 32. Western looking for a third down stop here. Two receivers to either side in the gun. Another couple fake snap calls from Bryce Borges. Looks at his sideline at his coach, Chris Laney. Trying to make an adjustment, and it looks like ran out of time. He's going to call a timeout as ran out of time on the play clock. Just ran out of time to make anything happen.
Pretty early in the season, you're going to have these kind of things happen once you get into this type of action.
Absolutely. We're going to be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on K105.3.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Third down and 9 as we have a throw up the middle from Borges there to the receiver, Marcello Vitti, for the first down. So a third down conversion right out of the timeout for Divine Child.
They were about ready to get cracked before he was able to let that one go. It was Luke Bergetter who was able to make the stop on the defense, but not after a big chunk was made up for this Falcon team. And there must have been a flag. They're walking off.
Yeah, potential penalty right there, and they're going to actually move this one.
That's a big one. That's a 10-yard penalty. 15.
Wow. So a penalty after that. It was going to be first and 10 from the Divine Child 48, but that's actually going to move Divine Child now into Western territory. Now going to be first and 10 from the 37. Not sure what happened there. I didn't see maybe a...
I didn't even see a flag.
Yeah. So that was a quick one right there. So just like that, first and 10. From the 37-yard line, 6-0 lead for Western over Divine Child. Falcons snap. It's going to be a snap directly to Finn Cameron, the sophomore, running wide side on the far sideline. He's going to be brought down for a couple yards on the ground.
Yeah, he ran into a handful of maroon jerseys over there on the far side. He got about 5 yards on that.
Down at about the 33-yard line. It's going to be his first carry for 4 yards. Inside 5 minutes to go in this first quarter, 4:40 and counting. As Divine Child is going to have second down and 6 from the Western 33-yard line. On the right hash mark, 2 receivers to the right, 1 wide to the left. Borges in the gun, 1 back with him. A couple adjustments on the line for Western. Takes a snap, hand off on the left-hand side, faked, and he is scrambling. He is in trouble. Western's defense reading that one beautifully.
3 of the jerseys there to make the stop, including number 23, Cole Archer, came in at the end to polish him off, hit him high, and drove him to the ground. Big loss on that play for the Falcons.
Loss right there of 3 yards, and that's going to be now minus 2 rushing yards there for Bryce Borges, the quarterback. And that's going to set up another third down on this drive. Third down and 9 from the Western 36-yard line left hash mark. 3:45 and counting in this first quarter.
One of the things we've seen a handful of times already is a high snap. That has been throwing off some of the timings of some of their plays.
Yeah, just a half-second delay right there can make all the difference as we could take the snap. He's going to be scrambling on the right. 2 Western players chasing after him, and the pocket collapses. Nowhere to go for Borges. Brought down for another big loss around the 45.
Number 21, Jaden Willis, there with the stop. Young man, you got to throw that ball. You're there at the sideline. You throw that out of bounds, and you save yourself 10 yards on that.
That's going to be a loss of 8 yards on the play. Back at the 44-yard line, first sack of the game for the Panthers, and it comes in a big spot as the Divine Child Falcons forced to punt this one away on fourth down.
Let's see, we got deep back for the Panthers. DJ Van Riper set to receive.
Fourth down and 17 from the 44-yard line.
It's a lot of yards. A lot of yards.
Wow.
Great defensive stand. High snap.
Going to take the punt away there, Andrew Ryan, off of his foot. It's going to be a little bit of a short punt there, and both teams are just going to let this one roll right around the 16-yard line as Divine Child makes contact to officially down that one.
Is that the European style when they take a little run to the right before they kick it? Is that what that is?
I'm not sure. That was
pretty
interesting right there.
Soccer style?
Regardless, unsuccessful first drive there for Divine Child, and as a result, it's going to be first down and 10 for the Western Panthers from their own 16-yard line, as they're already leading 6-0.
First quarter again brought to you by Carpenter Family Vision, single best vision experience you will ever have. Family-owned in Horton, Carpenter Family Vision.
Western taking a little bit more time in their huddle before they now break. Reed Myers in the gun, one back behind him. Two receivers to the right, none left. Takes a snap, quick handoff up the middle, making his way for a short gain, the sophomore Brody Parrott.
Greg Borg among the white jerseys in there to make the stop. You know, Western's got a ways to go. They almost got spoiled with that first drive, having to start at the 50, right? Now they're back here starting at almost the 15, now about the 19.
Give about 3 yards on the play. That's going to be 12 rushing yards on four carries for Brody Parrott. Inside 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Second down and 7 from the 19-yard line. Whistle blowing, and there's going to be a timeout for the Western Panthers. We're going to step aside as well. 1:45 to go in the quarter. 6-0 lead over Divine Child right here on K105.3. Back in 60 seconds.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Back here in Western, and a wild play right out of the timeout as lining up right down the field for a big-time catch. That was Maverick Hammond, the senior. He nearly bobbled it, but he's able to bring it in for a massive gain in Divine Child territory.
Well, they're going to call that out at the 31-yard line. That was just a beautiful pass. Hammond just caught it right over his shoulder, right into the breadbasket. And he was by far, he was like 5-10 yards ahead of the nearest defender when he caught that. He just outran everybody.
He was just gone as soon as that one was snapped. 6-0 lead for Western over Divine Child. 1:36 to go in the first quarter, and that was a 50-yard gain. Now first and 10 from the 31-yard line. Next one, handoff up the middle. Not really much right there for Jaden Willis. Maybe a slight loss.
Marcelo Vitti breaking through the line. One of the fastest players on that Falcon team, getting through the line and getting the stop behind the line. Well, it was behind the line of scrimmage, but he was still able to get a little bit of a gain.
Marcelo Vitti, the actually number fourth ranked, according to 24/7 Sports, in Michigan in the 2026 class. Very talented kid right there.
Yeah, they got a couple years of them, don't they?
Absolutely. 6 yards and four carries there on the ground. Now a quick pass off to the left on second down. That's going to be caught by Van Riper. He's going to be down for a first down on the far sideline.
Most important thing there, the yards after the catch. He got the ball in the soft spot wide open, but then evaded two, three defenders to get the first down.
Down at the 20-yard line, a gain of 10. And Van Riper, he is really making things happen on those receptions. Now got 23 yards on three catches. Perfect. 4 of 4. Make it 5 of 5 passing for the quarterback, Reed Myers. Now he's looking downfield again. On first down, first and 10. Pocket collapses, running on the near sideline. He's going to try to make something happen out of nothing, and he's going to be shoved out of bounds at the 15. I'm surprised he got some yards on that.
He got some yards on that. It looked like he was shoved after he was out of bounds. He had slowed down and pulled up, but he was in the maroon. That was close. It was a close call.
Yeah, but a smart decision there for the senior. Gain of 5. That was his first rush of the game. Of course, you can... Here's some rumbling. Maybe should have been a penalty on that one. And it's like some of the Western coaches taking some exception with no flag being thrown. But regardless, it's going to be 2nd down and 5 from the 15-yard line right hash mark in Divine Child territory. Western leading 6-0, looking to add to it here. And there's going to be a penalty marker on the play. Maybe a false start.
Man, that's kind of in the area of false start. No, it's on... It's on the
okay.
defense. You usually don't see the flag from this side on a defensive penalty, but
yeah.
He does have the vantage point to count the jerseys. They had too many men on the field.
That's going to be a first and goal from the 10. Western will certainly take that. That was pretty interesting right there. Maybe a, yeah.
Hey, out-of-town scoreboard. Lumen on top of Michigan Center right now, 7-0 at 6:43.
20 seconds left in this one. 6-0 lead for Western. Looking to add to that here. Snap. Handoff right up the middle. Tackled immediately. Brody Parrott up the middle and didn't really get much there.
Well, it looked like he had a nice big hole to go through, but Julian Hernandez able to come in just kind of off the tackle and able to get the angle and get him right at the knees to take him down.
And that's going to conclude the first quarter of play here in Western. 6-0 lead for the Panthers over the Divine Child Falcons. We got the second quarter up next. You've got live high school football back in 60 seconds on K105.3.
Interested in exploring new weight loss solutions? How about a compound prescription medication? The pharmacists at Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy can speak to you about coming up with a solution that's tailored to your needs. Call them 517-750-2180.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Six nothing lead for the Western Panthers over the Divine Child Falcons. Start of the second quarter here at Western High School. I'm Connor Dockery live with Mark Daly.
That first quarter again brought to you by Carpenter Family Vision, single best vision experience you'll ever have. Thank you so much to Michigan Sani for being on board for the second quarter. Michigan Sani, excavators and big wheel loaders, don't pay more, expect more with Michigan Sani.
And the Panthers expecting some more points on the board here as they've currently got second down and goal from the 10-yard line, right hash mark. Deep in the red zone, Divine Child territory. Got a couple of tries to punch in another one as they've lined up in the gun here. A couple adjustments on the right side, one receiver wide left, one in motion to the left side. Snap to Myers, looking into the end zone, deep near side, and ooh, a little bit too much right there. Intended target was Maverick Hammond, but it's an incompletion, his first of the game only.
Yeah, they're letting him be a little handsy on that one, which is fine. They're letting him play, and I kind of like that. Seamus Gugahegan. What did we say we were going to say at the beginning of the game?
Gugahegan, I think.
Yeah.
Very tough name right there.
You know, you got a lot of consonants, a lot of vowels. You're right. We're just professionals. We're not highly trained, right?
Oh, we do our best. Well, it's going to be another third down here. Western is 1 of 2 on third down so far. Third and goal from the 10, right hash mark.
Gugahegan is what I think we landed.
Gugahegan. Handoff right up the middle. That's going to be Hammond cutting his way through, but he's going to be down just short. It's going to be inside the 5.
Oh, he got hit hard.
Ooh.
Looked like it was number 11, Ethan Perkins, and number 5, Aiden Griffin, both there on the stop. Perkins just hitting him high. That was a hard hit.
Now 1 of 3 on third down are the Western Panthers, and probably going to go for it right here. If you don't convert, then Divine Child deep in their own territory.
Now, we do know their kicker does have the leg to make it, Noah Bergner.
10:55 and counting in the first half. 6-0 lead for Western. Yeah. They're going for it on fourth down. A couple whistles going on right here, and there's going to be a timeout called by the Panthers. We're going to leave it right here for this timeout.
They weren't even lined up, and there was 2 seconds left on the play clock. So they kind of hate to burn a timeout, this your second timeout, this early in the first half. But, you know,
yeah,
then you'd be losing a bunch of yards, and you're not knocking on the door of the end zone anymore.
Yeah, and then at that point, it would be a question on if they would even go for it at that point. So.
Yeah.
A bit of an interesting one right there. Again, took a little bit of time to line up after that one, but they're definitely going to take this extra time, both teams for that matter, to work up a game plan on this fourth and goal from the Divine Child 5-yard line. Western looking to make this a 2-possession game in the first half. Divine Child looking to make it stay at a 6-0 lead for Western.
Yeah, I know you got to stop them, but the other side of that, like you said, you're deep. You're deep in your own territory at that point. And this defense, this Western defense has proven pretty stout so far.
1-1 on fourth down so far. Let's see what Western's got. Fourth and goal from the 5.
Here we go.
One receiver to either side. Receiver in motion to the left side now. Takes a snap, scrambling out of the pocket. Myers, oh, he's now going to go off to the right as he's swarmed by white jerseys. Throw to the end zone, and it's caught. Touchdown, Panthers. Brody Venito, the senior.
Everybody kind of went into scramble mode when the protection broke down, and he found himself wide open right underneath that right, the right side of the uprights there. And he was just taller than the other guy. Out threw him, out jumped him. Kind of a tough pass to make, too, because he was running over there by the number 10 on the field and threw across the field toward the middle of the end zone for that completion.
That was a tough play by the senior. That was Brody Vitido, I beg your pardon, with the touchdown reception. Now 12-0, and Western just going for the extra point kick, which does split the uprights there by Noah Burdener. 1 of 1, make it now 1 of 2 on the extra point kicks. Now 13-0, Western over Divine Child. And Western now 2 of 2 on their drives. They're really clicking offensively. Divine Child able to get a couple stops here and there, but just not consistently enough to prevent Western from moving the chains all the time.
They can't contain this offense. And, you know, they've been getting some positive plays on the ground game, but what's happening for this Western offense is this ground game is keeping the pass game open for them, because they got to stay honest. The Falcon defense has to stay honest to both sides of it. So, again, they're not getting huge chunks in the ground game, but it's opening up that middle portion of the field in the secondary for them to make those completions and let their big, fast receivers do the work.
And it's been easy picking so far for the senior Reed Myers. So far, 6 of 7 in the air with a couple of touchdown passes, one each to Brody Vitido and Luke Nally.
Fourth down pass completions.
Absolutely.
For score two, yeah.
So he's making those throws in the clutch, and it's paid off so far, a 2-possession lead for the Western Panthers. 10:42 to go in the first half, and now it's really important for Divine Child to try to respond right here. They don't want to go into halftime potentially down 3 possessions.
That touchdown brought to you by Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our touchdown sponsor for high school football.
Kick from Noah Burdener on its way. This one booming just ahead of the end zone. It's miffed right there by Liam Gibbons, and he's just going to pick that one up and still going to get the touchback right there. That one was a very sketchy play.
You had the whole crowd going, because, I mean, it was like right there. Was it in the end zone? Not in the end zone. It was really close, but they're calling it a touchback.
Liam Gibbons right there, potentially a major, major miscue right there that could have had his team starting at around the 1 or 2 yard line, but thankfully able to stay in the end zone for the touchback, and it's now first and 10 for Divine Child from their own 20-yard line between the two hash marks. 13-0 Western. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Bryce Borges in the shotgun with one back with him. Movement on the line for Western. Now a handoff off to the left-hand side. Going to be a little bit of a gain right there. Gavin Abraham on the ground.
Got it by number, big number 65, Ron London.
Ron London making the stop for the Panthers on that one. They tried to get it kind of off the tackle's left hip. Got a little bit on it, but that door just closed quickly as the Western defense closed down on them.
Second down and 8 from the Divine Child 22-yard line left hash mark, 10 minutes and counting in the first quarter. Fakes a handoff, snap deep downfield on the throw from Borges, and that's going to be too far, just out of the reach of Liam Gibbons, and that one was close. Great defense there, I believe, from Jack Barnes. Borderline, he did it just enough to not get the pass interference right there.
Noah Burdner just all over him like a wet blanket. And just complete good coverage on that play.
Now going to be 3rd down and 8. This is the third down attempt for the Falcons. They're 1 of 2 coming into this attempt.
Now we're seeing some good things from the Falcons. I mean, that was a really close reception right there.
That would have been a big play right there, yeah, as they try to move the chains. But meanwhile, now going for another conversion right here. Clock stopped at 9:55. Now a snap. Borges looking in the air. He's going to make a short little dink off to the left to Giancarlo Vitti, and he's in for the first down and then some. Western struggling to bring him down. Now past the midfield. One man to beat, and it's going to be forced out of bounds by Jaden Willis. Wow, the clutch third down play that Divine Child desperately needed.
That was, they had a screen pass over there to the far side, three blockers out in front of them. They just moved the maroon jerseys out of the way, and then they were playing catch-up. Playing catch-up the rest of the way to the 39-yard line.
It's going to be a gain of 39 yards on that pass, an impressive gain there. Again, Giancarlo Vitti making that catch. Two of three in the air for the senior Bryce Borges.
Timeout, Divine Child.
Divine Child now going to call a timeout right here. We'll step aside as well. 13-0 Western over Divine Child. 9:21 to go in the first half. Back in 60 on K105.3.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
First and 10, Divine Child out of the timeout from the Western 39-yard line. 13-0 for Western, and it's going to be a quick run on the left side, just shy of the first down.
Remember how we talked about earlier on the Western side, how they're able to get yards after first contact? That's exactly what happened there. He got hit at the line of scrimmage and just ran through people, over people, to get those 9 yards. That was a hard-fought nine.
Absolutely, down at the 30-yard line. And now Divine Child, they're starting to really settle down to their offense, mm-hmm, making some plays downfield, really testing this Western defense. It's going to be 2nd down and 1 from the 30-yard line left hash mark, 8:35 and counting in the first half. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Borges looking downfield, pocket collapses, going to scramble off to the right, going to the near sideline, and he's going to make a little dink, incomplete, trying to find Marcello Vitti right there, but can't make the connection.
That flag came in late. Looks like they're either getting for a late hit or hit out of bounds or something like that. But he holds on to that ball as long as he possibly can to the absolute last second.
Yeah, and he had a little bit of a late decision to make on that one before decided to throw that one off. And the officials now meeting in the midfield around the 45-yard line to discuss what happened on the play there with that flag down.
I only see one flag. The Panthers faithful here are asking for that flag to be picked up.
It's going to be pass interference against Western. Western's third penalty of the game.
That's a big one, too. You have a team that struggled in the first quarter. They found their momentum in the second. Yeah, and once you get that momentum, it's so hard to stop, and you don't want to assist them with
penalties. And it's going to be first and 15. First and 10 from the 15-yard line for Divine Child. Deep in the Panthers' territory. And they've got a chance to make this a one-score game if they keep up these plays. Been really improving their offense after that first drive. First and 10, one receiver to either side. Borges in the shotgun, one back with him. Oh, he was not ready for the snap. It goes behind him. He picks it up. Not able to pick it up, and it's going to be picked up by the Panthers. Oh, my, a miscue by Divine Child.
Yeah, you know how I was just talking about momentum? Yeah, Western just kind of just stomped all over that momentum. We even talked about earlier in the game how they're having issues with the snap. There were some high snaps and not clean snaps. Oh, there's a penalty on the play, too, that's declined.
Declined, and that was against Divine Child.
So they haven't had the best situation with their shotgun snaps this evening, and we just saw it right there. That one was actually came in at the hip. It was a little off to his right side and just wasn't able to get a handle on it. He tried to pick it up. You know, once that football starts bouncing around on the ground, it's like a slippy pig. It's so hard to pick up.
And easy pickings there for Justin Chapko, the senior, able to recover that fumble. And now it's Western football, first and 10 from their own 35. Got a quick pitch off to the left-hand side for Brody Parrott, who takes a big hit by Marcello Vitti.
Vitti was on the coverage on the far side, so that tells you about his speed. No one got a body on him. He ran all the way over from the far side to make that stop.
Divine Child really limiting Parrott's impact on the ground so far. 12 carries, make it 6 carries for 12 yards. Second down and 10 from the 35 near side. Quick handoff up the middle. That's going to be a bit of a tough gain right there. Both teams still fighting right there. Might get a yard. Some extracurricular activity going on there after the play.
Yeah, some frustrations on both sides coming out. We just had like a little regular rugby scrum there for a second.
Yeah, this one's getting really physical out there in this first half. And we've got still plenty of time, 7:15 and counting in this first half. Really, this game could still go in either direction, just going into halftime. Third down and 9 from the 36-yard line. Out of the snap, Myers going on the far sideline. Throw on the midfield. It's going to be caught and going out of bounds. DJ Van Riper with the first down reception.
Right there at the 50-yard line. And, you know, let's say a little something about that pass. He threw that on the run, being chased by two white jerseys, able to get that type of speed and momentum, a laser shot while running. That was a great throw.
Reed Myers looking really comfortable there under center for the Panthers. He's now 7 of 8 in the air. As a matter of fact, just to Van Riper, 37 yards on 4 catches. First and 10 from the 50. 13-0 lead for Western. Quick handoff up the middle, and going to get a little bit of an extra gain there. Wow, looked like he was not going to get much run. And, oh, the ball's loose. Evidently a fumble right there that was recovered by Divine Child, by Joey Muscat. Was he down before that was loose?
I don't even know if they're going to talk about it. You know what? I didn't hear a whistle, and Western kind of stopped like they thought the play was over. That was a good hard run, but it just didn't come to an end.
They are going to give this to Divine Child, it looks like.
Wow, so two turnovers there in the second half. We had a pretty clean first quarter, the second quarter. A couple turnovers and a few more penalties.
Just when you thought, we talked about momentum, just when you thought the momentum was swinging right back to Western, Divine Child swooping in, and they were able to make a lot of really good offensive plays on their last drive, which unfortunately for them, resulted in a lost fumble in the red zone. Let's see if Western's defense adjusts. It's going to be first and 10 from the Western 47-yard line for Divine Child. 13-0 lead for the Panthers. 6:43 to go in the first half. Snap to Borges. Handoff up the middle, and it's going to be a quick stop by Western for little to no gain.
Number 23, Cole Archer, was the first one through to make contact. Not going to get credit for the tackle, but that tackle wouldn't have happened without that first contact there. Hey, by the way, the second quarter, sponsored by Michigan Sani Excavators and Big Wheel Loaders. Don't pay more, expect more. Michigan Sani.
Second down and 10 coming up from the Western 47-yard line, right hash mark for Divine Child. They're going to break from their huddle. 10 seconds to work with on the play clock. A couple of receivers grouped on the right side short and one far left. Takes a snap. Fakes the throw, handoff up the middle, going to be quick contact again. That's Jaden Willis with the quick tackle.
That was, again, RPO. They were trying to see if they had a passing lane or if they were going to run it. They should have passed it because they brought five people up on the line and a little bit of a blitz action. There would have been somebody open in the backfield, but Western bringing the heat on that play, getting the stop.
Marcello Vitti as well, not an easy guy to bring down.
Yeah. That's why you got to have bodies up on the line to cover all the gaps.
Third down and 7 from the 44-yard line, right hash mark. Divine Child so far 2 of 3 on third down. Let's see if Western can get a stop here. Borges takes a snap, surveying downfield, and pocket collapses. He's going to scramble off to the left. Fans want to hold. Throw on the far sideline. That's going to be caught before a step out of bounds by Giancarlo Vitti. A big conversion on third down.
Fans want to hold, and you know, doing what the guys in the white and black shirts do, it's not an easy job. You're going to miss some things, but, I mean, they could see that hold from the International Space Station.
That one was pretty tough right there. Gain of 19, now 3 of 5 in the air for Bryce Borges. 58 yards and 2 catches for Giancarlo Vitti. First and 10 from the Western 23-yard line. 5:05 to go in the first half. 13-0 lead for Western. Borges, handoff up the middle. Going to be a quick fade to the right before a quick tackle there. Marcello Vitti just couldn't get anything going right there.
Kobe Tripp gets through, gets the stop for a loss on that play.
Loss of 2 there. Now 7 yards on 3 carries for Marcello Vitti. So at least so far, Western really limiting the seniors' impact, the junior, beg your pardon, impact in this first half.
Well, it sounds like they had a game plan, or not sounds like, looks like they had a game plan to key in on that run. They're getting beat on some of the big passes, but they're stopping the run.
4:30 and counting in the first half. 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Second down and 12 from the Western 25. Divine Child snap here to Borges, fakes the handoff left, peeling out to the right, throw on the near side. That's going to be in the breadbasket and running into the end zone on the near side, charging through, and that's going to be touchdown Divine Child. Finn Cameron, the sophomore, made with his nice little run after the catch for the score.
Made his way through a couple defenders, but again, they're finding passing lanes, they're finding their receivers open just because Western's crowding the line and Western's focus is to stop the run here tonight.
And you just talked about that right before that play as well. As Divine Child, that's where all of their big plays have come. In fact, all of them, all of the catches, 4 of 6 in the air from Borges, all 4 of those receptions for first downs. As the kick in the uprights, it's now 13-7, Western over Divine Child. And, wow, this is going to be a really interesting 4 minutes and 13 seconds of the first half.
Yeah, it was... we just had a couple shifts in momentum big time right there with turnovers and big plays in the air, which kind of put the momentum now in the favor of the Falcons.
Yeah, and Western definitely owned that first quarter, but coming back here, Divine Child, they're really settling down. Divine Child honestly looked a little rattled to start this one. They had the jitters in that first quarter, but after they got into their second drive, of course, which ended in a turnover, if you ignore that turnover, Divine Child really starting to get in a groove, and you saw it with that drive resulting in their first score. So, Western, they're going to really need to make some adjustments, especially on the defensive side of the football in the air, like you mentioned.
Yeah, they got to
Well, I mean, you're darned if you do, you're danged if you don't. Yeah, you got to, because they've got a heck of a ground game that Western's been able to stop so far. So, yeah, a little more balance, a little more balance to the defense.
And if they start going a little bit more heavy in terms of protecting the pass, well, two words for you, Marcello Vitti. That's going to spell trouble if he gets going for Divine Child. Divine Child kicking this one away. Western in this second quarter, which is brought to you by Michigan Saney. Western going from right to left on your radio dial here on K105.3. Connor Dockery with Mark Daly. Bit of a squib kick right there that rolls right to the 20-yard line. Pickup and running on the far sideline for the Panthers, and a pretty good return right there. Not sure if that's what he intended on the kick, but Western will take it.
I think they were intending not to put it in the hands of Van Riper, so they put it in the hands of somebody else. But still a good return. I mean, if you're starting at the 40, you're in decent business.
I believe that was Justin Chapko there on the return, who actually picked up the fumble for the Divine Child Falcons' second drive of the game. So now 13-7 Western, 4:04 to go in the first half. Huge drive right here for either team to try to fight for that halftime momentum. First and 10 from the 40, right hash mark. One receiver right, three to the left. Reed Myers in the gun, takes a snap, quick fire left. That's going to be short and trying to fight off a couple tackles, but it's going to be a bit of a loss right there for DJ Van Riper.
First guy to make contact was Marcello Vitti, and then it was Antonio Solaris Vitti who was able to polish it off and bring him down after a loss of two.
35 yards on five catches for DJ Van Riper. Second down and 12 from Western's own 38-yard line, left hash mark. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. 3:30 and counting in the first half. Myers takes a snap. Pocket collapses, scrambling on the right side. He's going to be brought down from behind for the sack. That's going to be Giancarlo Vitti.
Got him. He was just and I think that really surprised him. He thought he was running away from him, but that dude had some speed and was able to bring him down and get the sack. And all of a sudden, things going completely the wrong way from Western as we have a player down.
Absolutely, and that is going to be Reed Myers. As you mentioned, he was just really not expecting that, as just had the sack come in from behind. I don't think he really saw that coming. So that's going to be a tough one right here. So Reed Myers, again, he is down on the far sideline. Coaches and trainers are checking on him, as you just hope he's okay.
Well, he's going to have to come out for at least a play. They're just taking precautions with him and taking the time to get him up off the field.
Looks like they're checking on that right foot, that right leg right here. Might have been how he landed. Maybe would have been of an awkward turn right there, and those can always be scary there, especially with the ankle or the knee, depending on how he went down or how he hit the turf right there, this brand-new turf field here at Western High School. So this can definitely be a scary one. He is still down now, being helped up.
And they had Brody Vitido warming up. They don't have him listed as a quarterback. They've got two other quarterbacks listed, but they had Vitido over there making some throws.
So Reed Myers now being helped off the field, definitely walking gingerly on that right leg.
Yeah.
So you definitely hope he's okay, but I would not be surprised if he would probably miss at least the rest of the first half at this point.
He's not putting any weight on that right wheel.
Yeah, that's not looking good, but you just have to hope for the best here for the Western Panthers. You don't want to lose your senior starting quarterback, your senior leader, especially in the first game of the season. So really hoping the best for Reed Myers as he has helped off the field with the injury. Meanwhile, it's going to be third and long from Western's own 32-yard line after that sack.
And if you're the defensive coordinator, knowing that you have a sub coming in, you try to go for that weakness. I wouldn't be surprised, even though it's third and long, I wouldn't be surprised if they brought an extra guy just to kind of bring some heat on somebody who's not used to being the quarterback.
And you are right. It is going to be the senior Brody Vitido. under center. He's going to take the snap, going to hand off on the right side, going up the middle. Decent gain right there, but still not going to be anywhere close to the first down as Divine Child having a little bit of trouble bringing him down. It's going to be just shy of the 40-yard line.
You know, one of the things I don't understand is the play gets called dead when your forward momentum has stopped, and it looked like it was stopped for a while, but they're just, we saw it on some of the defensive plays. They're just kind of letting them play here.
I believe that was Van Riper on the run. That's going to be his first run of the game. We're going to leave it right here for the timeout called by Divine Child. I believe that was their last time out of the half.
That is their last time out of the half.
As they try to preserve as much time as they can, 2:29 to go in the first half. Western holding on to a 13-7 lead, and Divine Child's going to go for a bit of a two-minute drill right here to try to even this game up, if not take the lead.
What you want to do when you head into halftime is to have that momentum. And right now, Western, we are seeing them struggle a little bit, both sides of the ball. And on the other side of that field, that's what the coaches are talking about. Take advantage of this. Dig deep, push hard, drive, get a score. That's what the Falcons are going to try to do.
First two drives of the game for Western, both resulting in a touchdown. Third drive, a lost fumble. Last drive, a three and out. And unfortunately losing quarterback Reed Myers in the process. So Divine Child set to receive the punt right here. Kick is away. Wow. Another booming kick right here going towards the near side and calling for the fair catch. Andrew Ryan.
Wow. That went from pretty much 20-yard line to 20-yard line.
That's incredible. That is just incredible right there. Just the leg, and we've seen it on these kickoffs as well.
And I can't throw a spiral as good as he kicks one.
Yeah, you can see it. Just, oh, man, that was as good of a punt as you can get at this level. So it's going to be first and 10 for Divine Child from their own 18-yard line, and this is the time for Western's defense to try to stand tall, to try to preserve this lead going into that halftime locker room. 2:23 to go in the first half for Divine Child, trailing 13-7, lining up on the right hash mark. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Bryce Borges, the senior, in the gun, one back with him. Takes a snap, going to hand off to the right-hand side, and that's going to be a short gain. Marcello Ovidi on the ground at around the 20.
Zade Coates, number 20, also in there on the stop for Western. Couple three guys getting arms, getting them wrapped up, and getting the stop. Able to get a couple yards off that, but you want to try to keep those chunks at a minimum and keep them here on this side of the field.
Well, you got to be afraid of the big play as well. Divine Child out of timeouts. Clock ticking, 1:49 and counting in the first half. Three receivers left, one to the right. Second down and eight from the 20-yard line. Borges takes the high snap, surveying downfield. He's going to take it on the ground himself, and he's going to be brought down immediately for a short gain again. Third down.
Justin Chapko getting the stop for Western on that play. Yeah, he saw a lane, thought he could make the run, try to get all that chunk in one, but I don't know. Now you got the clock running.
Another third down as well, but this is where Divine Child has done a lot of their damage. 3 of 4 so far on third down. 3 to the left, 1 to the right. Borges trying to get an offsides call right here with a couple of those fake snaps. 8 seconds to work with on the play clock. Exactly 60 seconds to go in the first half. Takes a snap. Looking downfield. Here's that big play we talked about, and it's going to be incomplete. Too far out of the reach of Liam Gibbons.
Noah Bergner there on the coverage, and that was some pretty tight coverage. There was a little bit of contact there, but, the recurring theme is they're letting them play.
They're letting them play. A lot of contact in this one, especially in the second quarter. Both these teams physical. They want to really get their season off to a great start. And it's going to be 52.3 seconds to go. Clock stopped in the first half. And Divine Child going to punt this one away. So good stop there for Western's defense. Those timeouts, really, the Falcons really using those a lot earlier. So if they had some save, that could have been a different drive. But now Western, they still got two timeouts. So that could be big. And we're going to have the whistle blown and a flag before the snap.
Looks like the Falcons are going to get backed up on this. Western has one timeout left.
Okay. I believe they did mess that up on the scoreboard. I heard a fan actually trying to correct that. So one timeout left for the Panthers. And this is going to push Divine Child all the way back to the 18-yard line on the penalty. Their third of the game. Both teams with three penalties in the first half. Going to be punted away by Andrew Ryan towards the midfield, calling for the fair catch, DJ Van Riper. Western, 46 seconds to work with.
So they're going to, it looks like they're going to end the first half right around the spot where they started the first half. They're going to be at the 48. They started at the 50. Second quarter, again, brought to you by Michigan Sani, excavators and big wheel loaders. Don't pay more, expect more, Michigan Sani.
First and 10 from the 48-yard line left, hash mark. For the Western Panthers. Kind of try to make a couple of quick plays right here. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Brody Vitito still under center with the injured Reed Myers on the sideline. He's going to peel out of the right side, throw, caught at the 40-yard line, room to run, Maverick Hammond. He's down at around the 35.
Doesn't look like they lost a step at all with the new quarterback in there. That was number 25, who was Michael DeSalvo in on the stop for the Falcons, but not until after they get a big gain and get a first and 10 and stopping the clock.
Yes, they're going to call timeout. They're going to use their last timeout of the half. That's a 17-yard gain right there for the first throw from Brody Vitito. So a great play right there. Moving the chains, and now you're in a pretty good spot here. 38 seconds to work with, but now the time management is really important, especially as, again, not sure if that scoreboard is accurate with one timeout left.
I'm just wondering how far they have. If they don't get it in the end zone, how close do they have to get for Noah Bergner to be able to be within his range?
Yes.
The dude can kick it. I was here for warm-ups the other day, and he was kicking for like the 20 or 15, making it through the uprights, and the ball was landing over the track into where they keep the school buses here. And he was actually getting a talking to from his coach about not hitting it so hard so they didn't have to chase after the ball.
I think that's a good problem to have there for Noah Bergner. It's first and 10 from the 35. Timeout subsides, and the snap is high, and Brody Vitito nowhere to go. Pocket collapses, and that's going to be a sack now down at around the 40. Second Divine Child sack of the game. It's going to be a loss of yardage with the clock running.
Yeah, see, they'd be calling a timeout here if they had it. Nick Rulowitz really trying to get the play in and get it in quickly.
10 seconds left. Two receivers either side.
Oh, they're just going to look like they're going to let it go.
Let it go, yeah. 3-2-1 players walking off the field, and that will do it. For the first half of play, the Western Panthers leading the Divine Child Falcons 13-7 in a very interesting first half, as we're going to be talking things over here coming in the halftime report, as we're going to step away for 3 minutes, and then we're going to have a special presentation from MHSAA, and then after that we will come back, myself, Connor Dockery, with Mark Daly, talk over that first half between Western and Divine Child. That's coming up. You've got high school football on K105.3.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Running a business isn't an easy feat, but these days, between hiring, managing the rising costs, and fielding customer calls, there's almost no time for running the financial side.
That's why I bank at County National Bank. CNB has convenient locations and online banking, as well as robust business banking services that allow me to spend time on the business instead of in it.
That sounds like the help I need. Banking that fits in the folds of my day.
Then give CNB a call. They're local people that you know and can trust.
Let's work together. To learn more, visit cnbb.bank. Member FDIC.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
MHSAA athletes come back from Paris with medals and a celebration a century in the making. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Welcome back to another school year and another season of highlighting stories from across the state. The 2024-25 school year is a special one here at the MHSAA. It is our 100th year, a century of celebrating school sports. All year long, we'll highlight the people, places, and things that have helped shape the MHSAA. Rivalries, records, top players, we'll look back at it all, both at MHSAA.com and on our social media pages. For example, on August 26, 2017, Dylan Gordon had a 99-yard run for North Farmington, tied for the longest in MHSAA history. On August 29, 2003, Ben Baragray of Gaylord had 7 quarterback sacks in a game against Ogama Heights. And on August 30th, 2010, the highest scoring tied soccer game happened twice. Berrien Springs and Buchanan tied at 6, as did Coloma and Cassopolis. Every day this school year, we'll highlight records from the past 100 years. And each Friday is Photo Friday. We'll be showing off historical photos from our files. And every week, we'll be highlighting something that has helped make the MHSAA what it is today. So check us out online and on social to see how we're celebrating a century of high school sports. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. Traverse City St. Francis's Grace Slocum, she shot a 2-under 142 to win the Bob Lober Classic by a whopping 14 strokes. Bay City John Glenn's Trent Phillips, he netted the game winner in a 1-0 victory over Bay City Western in the Bay County Boys Soccer Championship. Earlier in the day, Phillips scored his first career goal. And to Jennison's Seth Connor, the senior was the fastest at the Benzie Pete Moss invite. Jennison was also the best cross-country team in the big school boys division.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Director of Officiating Services, Sam Davis.
In football, it's often said that holding happens on every play. But does it? When an offensive player uses their hands or arms to illegally restrain a defensive player, that's holding. This typically happens when blockers grab or pull defensive players away from their path, impeding their ability to make a play. The penalty is 10 yards from the previous spot. Defensive players can be flagged for holding as well. That's also a 10-yard penalty and an automatic first down for the offense. An example of defensive holding is when a cornerback grabs a receiver to slow him down before the ball is thrown. If that same contact happens while the pass is in the air, then it's pass interference. Defensive pass interference is a 15-yard penalty.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register.
The MHSAA was well represented at the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris. 15 athletes who played an MHSAA sport participated, with three bringing home a medal. Grand Blanc's Grant Fisher earned two bronze medals in the 5,000 and 10,000 meter races. He's the first American to medal in both events at the same Olympics. Caledonia's Elena Olsen was on the bronze medal winning women's rugby team. And Devin Booker, who played basketball at Granville his freshman year, was on the gold medal winning men's basketball team. Heath Baldwin, Adam Kuhn, Freddie Crittenden, Aaron Cummings, Andrew Evans, Hobbs Kessler, Grace Stark, and Abby Tamer were all also in London for Team USA. Four other countries were represented by an MHSAA athlete. Cindy Ofili-Sember ran for Great Britain. Miles Amin wrestled for San Marino. Alex Rose threw the discus for Samoa. And Udodi Anwuzuriki ran for Nigeria. Congrats to all who qualified, and we hope to see even more familiar faces at the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Every parent wants their child to be a well-rounded student. Western School District can deliver just that. At Western Schools, they'll benefit from an outstanding academic program while also participating in competitive athletics and award-winning fine arts programs like band, drama, and visual arts. You will want your children to be a part of the Panther Pride. For more information, go to WSDPanthers.org or call 517-841-8171 to learn how to enroll. Western School District, a tradition of excellence.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
13-7, the Western Panthers lead the Divine Child Falcons. At the halftime locker room, myself, Connor Dockery, with Mark Daly. It was a 6-0 lead for the Panthers after one, and things really started getting interesting in that second quarter. Both teams 7 points apiece in that second quarter. Very physical first half of football.
Well, in that second quarter, brought to you by Michigan Sani, we just saw a lot of back and forth. Yeah, it was very physical, got a little chippy at times. Refs are letting them play, which I kind of appreciate.
I'm not going to knock them for that.
Both sides of the field here, as far as the fan base goes, they're going to be upset when the call doesn't go their way. But
yeah.
The only thing I ask when I'm watching a high school football game that is called evenly, and that's what we're seeing. Receiving,
absolutely
letting them play, and it's an evenly called game right now. But yeah, momentum switched both ways, and you had some impressive stops. He had some great offensive play, some big gains on both sides. It's all you can ask for under the lights here with Americana football. You know, it's just a great feeling here at Western, and just a great game so far.
Great half of football for sure, especially these two teams want to get off to a great start. We talked about it earlier. Western actually went into their joint last year for week one, was able to get the road win. Divine Child, you know they want to return the favor. Actually, preseason, these two teams very close, neck and neck in terms of the rankings. So it's definitely lived up to that so far, especially there was a spot there at the beginning of the second quarter that it looked like Western was going to start running away with this one. They were up 13-0. They had just recovered a fumble from Divine Child, and then boom, Divine Child, they finally started to get some stops. They started to slow down and get more comfortable offensively. And then, of course, the unfortunate injury to senior quarterback Reed Myers for Western, forcing them to adjust. Now, we did see Brody Vitito make a pretty good play there towards the end of the first half, so we'll see what he's got in the second half. But
yeah, and I don't think you do that. You don't make that kind of a play. You don't make that kind of connection without practicing it.
Yes.
You know, the snaps have been pretty good so far. You're always concerned about snaps when you have a new quarterback coming in. But to do the bootleg right, run away from the pursuit, and throw again a backfield across your body on the run and make a connection. I mean, that was just a beautiful play. One of the things that Western, on defense, I hope in the locker room during the halftime, they talked about their secondary. They talked about the linebacker play, and they talked about the secondary play, because you got to be able to close up some of those gaps, close down some of those passing lanes. You've got the run game shut down pretty much. You got the run game shut down, but they have been bit a handful of times on some deep plays, but even some of those middle routes, they're connecting on and getting yards after the completion.
And the passing game has been the huge key of the first half for both these teams, as a matter of fact. Not a whole lot going on the ground. Let's look at a couple of numbers right here for the Western Panthers. 16 total carries for just 24 yards. And the other side for Divine Child, 12 carries for 25 yards. So you're really not getting anything. As comparison for the passing game, a combined 9 of 10 in the air for Reed Myers and Brody Vitito for 128 yards, 2 touchdown passes from Reed Myers, 1 to Luke Nally, and 1 to Brody Vitito. On the other side for Bryce Borges, 4 of 7 in the air for 99 yards and a touchdown. And he's just making big plays all over the place. Both these quarterbacks,
yeah,
well, all three of them for that matter, mm-hmm, in this game, but both sides making big plays in the air, and that's been the difference, especially on third and fourth downs.
Well, I only saw Vitito really in there for a couple plays, again, making that big connection. Is he going to be able to get into that groove? Are we going to be able to see some momentum for that offense coming through into this third quarter? So I don't know what type of adjustments if you're Nick Rulowitz, what type of adjustments do you make for the halftime besides just getting comfortable with your backup quarterback? You know?
Yeah.
You're going to come out, you're going to try to pound the run game because high school football's one on the ground. The run game opens up the passing game for you, but I don't know. What do you do with a backup quarterback besides, all right, let's just stick to our game plan and we'll go with the flow?
It's going to be an interesting second half for sure. That'll do it for the halftime report. 13-7 lead for Western over Divine Child. We're going to be back in 60 seconds for the second half of play from Western High School on K105.3.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Second half about to get underway here from Western High School. The Panthers 13-7 lead over Divine Child. I'm Connor Dockery for Mark Daly. Western kicking this one off. It'll be Divine Child going from left to right in your radio dial to start this third quarter. Reed Myers, he has got his leg tied up and on a crutch, so he's probably not going to be in for the rest of this game as another touchback on the kick from Noah Burtner.
Yeah, another drop right there at the goal line, too.
That was close.
That was another scary play there.
But he was at least a little bit more into the end zone that time compared to the first one that was a little borderline. All right, so
we're going to hit the road with our comedy routine later.
We're going to work on our stand-up game while we work on our football broadcasting game right here.
We'll be professional someday.
In something, hopefully. First down and 10 from the 20-yard line for Divine Child. Two receivers to the right, one short to the left. Borges in the shotgun, one back with him, takes the snap. He's going to hand off to the left-hand side, and he's going to break through a couple of tackles. Pretty decent run down just shy of the 30.
Actually, that was a very good run. Patient. He did run through some tackles while at the same time following his blockers and just being patient. So we know he can outrun almost everybody on that field, but he stayed behind his blockers, and that's how he got the 8 yards.
And he's the one that you don't want to get going. Actually his longest run of the game, 8 yards. He's now got 17 yards on 5 carries. So we'll see if Divine Child maybe tries to get him going on the ground. And got to see the adjustments that Western comes with. It's going to be second down and 2 from Divine Child's own 28-yard line. Just about 45 seconds into this third quarter. Two receivers left, two to the right, man in motion to the right. High snap to Borges. He's going to fake the handoff, run up the middle himself, and he is going to punch it through for a first down.
Guess that first down kind of ran into a handful of maroon jerseys to get the stop there. But, yeah, damage done. Chains are getting moved. And one thing that you don't want as a Western Panther is to allow that offensive Falcon engine to get rolling.
And, you know, they're hungry for pulling in even closer to potentially tie or take the lead, depending on what happens here on this drive. 13-7 again in favor of Western. First and 10 from the 32-yard line. Going to be a handoff up to the left side. And it's going to be a medium little gain right there on the ground for the sophomore Finn Cameron.
Yeah, again, I couldn't see who it was that brought him down. It was a handful of guys it looked like again. But, you know, when they had success slinging it, it's almost like they're just trying to impose their will. We've got a ground game. We're going to make it happen. And so far they are early in the second half.
Second down and 5 from the Divine Child 37-yard line left hash mark. 10-22 and counting in this third quarter. Three receivers right, one left. Borges takes a shotgun snap, hesitates, goes off to the right, looking in the air still. He's going to run to the near sideline, and he's going to be forced out of bounds and then pulled down. That is going to be a penalty on Western.
Well, you could tell he wasn't going to pass it. He tucked it and was trying to find that lane. And that was, you know, they've been letting him play. They've been letting him play. But when you pull the quarterback down when you're about 3 yards out of bounds, you're going to get that flag every time.
Absolutely.
I know the home crowd wasn't happy with that, but that's what happened.
And I remember we had another borderline call on that earlier in the first half as well. That one was a lot more obvious than that first half one.
That was the furthest you could get from borderline.
Absolutely. So that was definitely clear, way late getting pulled down, and it's now going to be in Western territory, first and 10 from the 47-yard line on the right hash mark. 10:09 to go in the third quarter, 13-7 lead for Western. Snap for Borges. He's going to take it on the ground to the left side of the line. He's going to be smothered, but still fighting for an extra yard or two after being pulled down.
Yeah, that's some toughness right there. When you've got two big maroon jerseys on you, one of them number 52, A.J. Scutt, bringing you down, and you're still able to get yards on that, that's pretty tough right there. Picked up a couple.
I've been impressed, actually, by the senior Bryce Borges, his composure in this one. Again, he was one of the main players on Divine Child that kind of looked a little jittery at the start of the game, looked like a bit of deer in the headlights, but he is really settled in. He's looking really comfortable out there on this Western turf. Second down and 8 from the 45. Two receivers right, one left. Faking the handoff. Pocket collapses. Defenders coming in from behind. And he's not going to get it off on time. That's the sack. Ball comes loose. Did Western get on it? They did. A lost fumble for Divine Child. Their second turnover.
Number 23, Cole Archer, was chasing him down. And as he's wrapping him up with his left, he's doing that chop with his right on the ball, knocks it out as he's making the tackle. And just like that, momentum switches in favor of Western.
Ball right at the midfield. And that's been the thing is Western, they've gotten a lot of drives starting in the midfield. And the last couple, again, they have not really been able to get some progress as Divine Child's defense starting to tighten up. But let's see what Brody Vitadeau's got under center, especially with a halftime pep rally under his belt.
They're giving Colby Tripp the credit for that strip sack.
9:14 to go in the third quarter, 13-7 Western over Divine Child. Western with the first down here, handoff up the middle, going to be a short run met by several Falcons on the play.
Well, watch what they do here. They're going to do that run up the gut a couple times, you know, open up those pass lanes, and you're going to see a bomb. Vitadeau can do it. We saw it in the first half.
Yeah, he can make some runs himself.
And he's getting the exchange from another Vitadeau out there. They were practicing the snaps earlier during halftime.
That is right. Gavin Vitadeau, the junior, to the senior Brody Vitadeau. That was Brody Parrott on the ground for 1 yard. Second down and 9 from the right hash mark, 49-yard line, 8:30 and counting in the third quarter. Fakes the handoff. Vitadeau looking up the near sideline, makes the connection with DJ Van Riper near the first down.
Put it in the only spot where he could catch it. And number 3, who made the stop, that is Giancarlo Vinny, comes up a little wobbly after making the stop, and now down right there next to the 40 mark at the 40-yard line, right there underneath the big 4.
You could see he tried to make the effort to try to stand up, but unfortunately just collapsing right there. It looks like another leg injury right here. His right leg, just like Reed Myers in the first half, his right leg getting checked on.
Well, where Myers came out with his all wrapped up, this, again, I'm no expert, right, but this, the way they're holding that leg and holding it up, it looks like it might be a cramp. And he came up trying to walk it off. Hey, Mr. Smida joining us here in the studio. How you doing, Mike?
Doing well.
Good seeing you. Mike Smida, superintendent, enjoying a little pineapple pizza in the studio with us.
You don't lie. You were not happy with the pineapple on the pizza.
You know, I'm usually not nitpicky when it comes to free food. You know, if someone puts free beer, free food in front of me, I'm you know, I want to be polite.
There
right?
we go. Especially when it's pizza. I mean, how can you go wrong?
We put pineapple on pizza. That's the food of the devil.
Now, we don't want to get controversial here on these airwaves. But Giancarlo Vitti is walking off the field under his own power, so that is good news. He is okay. Probably going to take a couple plays off. Probably a cramp, like you mentioned. But it is another third down for Western. They are 2 of 5 on third down coming to this one. Third and one from the 41-yard line. They're going to charge it forward with Vitito, and he's in for the first down, and then a little bit more down around the 35.
That's why you watch Sunday football, so you can take notes on the Philadelphia tush push and get a chunk, big chunk on that.
Oh,
we got somebody down.
Boy, then talk about the physicality. Again, we've got a lot of players getting hurt in this one, and we'll see. That is another Western guy that is down. But meanwhile, that was enough for the first down for Brody Vitito.
That was enough and then some.
Yeah, he was able to really charge through, again, with a little bit of assistance, if you will. So he's going to be down at the 36. Good for 5 yards.
I can't catch a number on the jersey. Of course, you got three guys hovering over him. So I'm not exactly sure who it is.
Got another right leg.
All right.
It's
going to
be 65, Ron London, the senior.
Okay.
So, again, it looks like he is hopping a little bit. It is his left leg, it looks like. That is the injured one, and he is hopping on that one, unfortunately.
Not putting any weight on that left wheel.
So that might be the second Panther knocked out of this game, and you still see, again, Reed Myers. He's done for the game. He's on crutches. His right leg is tied up. So
big chunk of ice on that, too.
Yeah. So long term at this point, we really hope Reed Myers is okay. And now at this point, we hope that Ron London is okay potentially to come back in this game. But it is first and 10 for Western from Divine Child's 36 left hash mark. 7:57 and counting in the third quarter. 13-7 lead over the Falcons. Going to be a pitch out to the right side. Charging forward, going to be a marginal gain. Noah Burdener on the run.
If you have a little speed on your team, you usually can have a little bit of success with getting outside the edge. But, man, that avenue closed down quickly. We got another Panther down.
Oh, no. That is Burdener. Oh, looks like he just tried to get up, and he's just, oh, he's in pain.
Yeah, he's grabbing the face mask, and he's got his legs up in the air, though. I'm wondering if this might be another cramp.
Man, the injury bug is really hitting hard. Both teams, I mean, we saw a Divine Child player earlier in this one going down, and now that's three times that a Western player has gone down. And
this, yeah, it's been
just
a tough series. Tough series for the Panthers. Again, I'm not an expert. It could be something different, but they're working on it like it's kind of a cramp. And you get that. When you get the heat like this early on.
Humidity,
It can cramp you up.
On a side note, Noah Burdener is the seventh different Panther with at least one carry in this game. So especially with Reed Myers out and Brody Vitito taking the snaps under center, trying to go for some different looks, but Western really trying to get something going on the ground.
Oh, look how he's walking. He'll get that rubbed out. He's walking off on his own power.
That's good.
It looks like he's just walking a little tight.
Looks like a cramp, as you mentioned, so that is a good sign. So it looks like he got no gain on the play on that pitch out. It's going to be second down and 10 from the Divine Child 36-yard line, right hash mark, 7:38 and counting in the third quarter. Two receivers left, none right. One back with Vitito. Takes the snap. He's going to fake the handoff left. He runs right towards the far sideline, breaks a couple tackles, and he's going to be down around the 35 for a short gain.
Tried to get that to the edge, but cut it in as his lanes there were kind of collapsing from white jerseys and just decided. That's what you're told to do. You don't try to make something out of nothing. Just go forward. So he saw he didn't have his outside lane. He turned it inside, just got as much as he could, which really wasn't that much. So the Panthers are looking at a third and a lot here.
Just 3 of 6 on third down so far. They do have 7 first downs overall in the game, 2 of 2 on fourth down. So Western really needing to get some offensive momentum with a conversion right here. Third and 9 from the 35. Vidado takes a snap, taking a throw deep downfield. Double coverage, but it's caught and into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. Maverick Hammond.
Now, I don't want to say Hammond was wide open, but there was the defender 5 yards to his right, 5 yards to his left. Put that ball in the only spot where he could catch it, goes into the end zone untouched for the score. Another dime from Vidado.
3 of 3 passing for Brody Vidado since coming in as the backup quarterback behind Reed Myers, and 35-yard touchdown pass right there. Maverick Hammond, talk about the senior, 102 receiving yards on 3 catches with that touchdown to boot. It's another 2-possession game, 19-7 for Western. 6:32 to go in the third with the extra point from Noah Burdner now on its way. And it does split the uprights. He's now 2 of 3 on extra points. 20-7, Western leads over the Divine Child Falcons.
Yeah, you lay it in the breadbasket like that. It's you just get the feeling, even though they're on their backup quarterback, it's like he's been practicing all summer with this squad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they had a quarterback battle going on, and that's why he has
maybe
so much experience.
Did.
I don't know.
Yeah, but a couple of the seniors.
From what we're seeing here right now, is they're not missing a beat. Not missing a beat at all.
Now a big drive coming up for Divine Child. They lost a fumble on their first drive of the half. They had an opportunity to go tie it up. They lost it. Looked like, once again, they were going to get some momentum going up the field. All stopped by the turnover. Big gut punch right there from Western to extend the lead. Let's see how this Western defense now responds to the score.
But yeah, the Falcons did have a little something going on before they turned it over.
Yeah, they were looking solid prior to that. And that the last time that Western scored there in the first half, that was before Divine Child really started to get their act together. So yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how they respond with another booming kick that just stays in bounds, goes into the end zone for another touchback. Noah Burdner, the leg on that kid.
I mean, he can catch. He can, I think he's kind of like the Swiss Army knife of this team.
And you need
those. A
little
bit of everything, yeah.
You need those, especially those guys who are very talented, multifaceted, able to do a couple different things for you very well. And he's been having a very good week one for the Panthers so far, as Divine Child lining up at their own 20-yard line, first and 10, 6:32 to go in the third quarter. 20-7, Western leads. Movement on the line for Western. Borges takes a snap. He's going to make a home run ball deep on the far sideline, and an incompletion. Looked like a bit of an underthrow right there to Antonio Solares-Vitti.
It was a little bit of an underthrow, and he was getting contested and covered really well there from number 3, DJ Van Riper. So, I mean, if that would have been hard to really have connected with that. Can you believe it? We've got another Panther down.
Oh, that looks like it's going to be Justin Chapko. That is going to be a big loss if he is going to come out of the game. He's made some very good plays on both sides of the ball tonight.
They tried to get him up, but he just kind of slid a little bit on the ground. This again, you got the trainer out there working on the leg, legs up in the air.
It might be, a heat thing with the early season heat. Still got some of this late summer going on here in South Central Michigan.
But why is it only affecting Western
that
Panthers?
That is true.
You know, it's
maybe that they got something going on there on the Divine Child sideline in order to counter this cramping.
Yeah.
Maybe it's slightly warmer on the Western sideline than Divine Child, but that is interesting that they seem to be getting the worst end of it. But the
they're going
good
on
news.
Down the road to Hutch's right now to get some bananas to take care of this. So
Justin Chapko is walking under his own power, although a bit of a limp. So I think he'll probably miss a couple snaps, but I think he should be good. Meanwhile, we got a snap on the left side. That's going to be Finn Cameron, the sophomore, running out of bounds for a moderate gain on first down.
He was able to get in and around some people to get that gain. They picked up five on that. So that makes this third down manageable for the Falcons. And we've seen that they're able. It's not like Western is stopping them regularly. This Falcon offense is able to get yards on the ground, yards on the air. It's just every once in a while they make that big mistake, whether it's a bad snap or just not being able to connect on a deep one. They make that mistake, and they give it to Western.
Holding on to the football as well, and it is going to be third down, I beg your pardon. So third and five from the 25-yard line. Going to be a fake handoff and then handoff to the left, but it's going to be a stop for a loss. Western, big defensive stop they needed against Marcello Biddy.
That's right. They kind of it almost was, it had to feel like it was a broken play in the backfield. Just kind of going this direction, then that direction, and Western able to make early penetration there, break that up, and once they made contact, they weren't letting them go.
And that is a big stop for the Panthers. It's a three and out. For the first time, every single drive that Divine Child had, they did get at least one first down. So,
got a whistle, and it looks like a flag, a penalty on Western.
Oh, no, Western, they're
too many men on the field?
Penalty of the game. Like there is a penalty. It is still going to be fourth down, it looks like, but up to the 25-yard line. Five. Still going to be a punt. This one away off the foot of Liam Gibbons. It's going to go towards the near sideline, takes a bounce, rolling out of bounds at around the 48.
Well, Western has just had really good field position for the vast majority of this game. I think there was one time they started inside the 20. Other than that, they've been in some really good field position.
You were correct.
Midfield.
It's been the midfield all game long. I mean, look at it. They're getting the ball. Looks like they're officially spotting it at the 49, but their drives 50, 16, 35, 40, 48, 50, 49. So they're all in the midfield besides that one drive like you mentioned. And that's been advantageous. Meanwhile, on the other side, only one for Divine Child in the midfield. Otherwise, it's been all the around the 20-yard line from those good kicks and punts from our boy Noah Burdner.
You can't tell me you're not highly trained when you're using words like advantageous.
I'm working my way towards fully trained.
All right.
Maybe semi-professional right here. First and 10 for Western, and a throw off to the far sideline just for the catch for Maverick Hammond for a couple of yards and his knee on the ground when he caught it.
Yeah, he caught that one already in the down position, and he knew it. He didn't even try to get up to advance it. Just stopped right there, and now they're at the 46.
It could be a gain of five on that throw to Maverick Hammond, who's been just really consistent. Speaking of 4-4 in the air for Brody Vidido, he's been really solid, really comfortable under center. As you mentioned, you would have think he started this game with how comfortable he's been. Second down and five from the Divine Child 46, 4.5 and counting in the first half, 20-7 Western lead. Handoff right up the gut, going to be met by a Falcon wall. Just a pile up right there at around the 45-yard line, which brings up third down.
I think we can safely call that a flock of Falcons stopping them right there. But they did get a little bit of a gain, making a manageable third down here. Is that a Falcon down?
That is a Falcon down. It looks like another leg, another cramp potentially. That was Brody Parrott on that run. They're going to spot the ball at the 44-yard line, gain of two. 16 yards on 9 carries for this sophomore. But a loss, another third down. The area where Western has really struggled so far coming into this attempt, they are just 3 of 7 on third down.
But what's that fourth down stat?
2 of 2.
Okay. he likes to Dan Campbell it. It's got that feel. Being up 20-7... I guess I definitely don't feel like you need to get all of it right here. Get in the range of that tush push they had. They had 7 yards on that, I think.
They did.
Yeah.
When they made the big play, 35-yard touchdown on the last time, they did have third down, so you can't rule them out. That was Julian Hernandez, who was injured for Divine Child. He's escorted to the sideline. Did walk under his own power, likely another cramp. It's going to be third down and three from the 44. Handoff up the middle for Western. He's going to be brought down just short of the first down.
Oh, that's close. That is so close.
For Brody Parrott. That is going to be close. Looks like about a yard short. 42-yard line. 2 yards, 18 yards on 10 carries for the sophomore.
Well, Vidado walked over to the sideline, got the call, and is calling the play right.
All right.
Touch push again.
Fourth down and one from the 42, and it's going to be a handoff. They subverted it, and it's going to be a big gain and almost gone. But the sophomore making the big play up the middle. Smart decision. Play call. Brody Parrott's going all the way to the 20.
You couldn't have set that up any better. You're listening to a game of chess right here, right now. He set that up to make it look like it was going to be a tush push and went the other way for a big gain.
That was the big gain, especially that he needed. He's going to break through for almost a touchdown, just shy. Brody Parrott, he was snagged by the legs, it looked like, by Noah Awakov Pick. Oh, my.
All of a sudden, their crown game is just rolling.
They're finding something right now. Now at the one, back-to-back 20-plus yard runs for Parrott. First and goal from the one, and they're going to charge forward and... Did he break the plane? Looking for the call. Ooh, they might clear the pile.
Looks like it's going to be short. It looked like he dropped that snap. He had to go down and pick it up.
Brody Vidado.
So they dodged a Shakespearean tragedy right there.
Wow. Oh, that would have been rough, but it's going to be less than a yard. It's going to be second and goal from the 1 yard line for Western, trying to punch it in for another score. Vidado, and he makes it across. Touchdown, Panthers!
As soon as he made contact going forward, he did a la Matthew Stafford at the line. Just kind of put it up in the air and push the ball forward to get that score.
Got another touchdown on this one. He's got a... Boy, he's got the touchdown hat trick going for him. He's got a receiving touchdown, a passing touchdown, and a rushing touchdown. Brody Vidado, ladies and gentlemen, extends the Western lead 26-7 over Divine Child with 2:38 to go in the third. And the team's lining up for the extra point kick from Noah Burdener. My, oh, my. And it's going to be good. Did have a whistle right there upon the snap. Going to be a personal foul against Divine Child.
That'll be assessed on the kick, I believe.
Yes.
They've had a pretty clean game. I might have missed one or two, but I've only circled off a couple penalties for Divine Child.
It actually is kind of even. They had a couple there early. It is five for Western, four penalties for Divine Child. So... It has been pretty even, and you mentioned the officials are letting a lot of contact go in this one, but it's even for both sides, and that's exactly what you want to see. You can call it ticky-tack, or you can call it a little bit loose like they have in this one, but as long as it's even, and got to tip your cap to the officials. They've really done a heck of a job for this week one matchup.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. Yeah, it's been fun to call. This has been a lot of fun here tonight.
Yeah, this has been We've said it a few times. You can't ask for a better week one matchup.
Yeah.
These two similarly ranked teams, it's been physical here. And especially you talk about some of the drama in this game with some of the injuries. A couple key guys knocked out for Western, specifically their starting quarterback, Reed Myers. But they've been able to overcome that. And just like that, outscoring Divine Child 14-0 in the third quarter, now leading 27-7.
Kicking off the 45-yard line, knowing what this kid can do with the ball.
And he doesn't need the extra yardage to get the,
it's gonna
to
end
get
up
the touchback.
It's going to end up in the north lot.
Look,
put a dent in your car.
Yeah, well, I better check on that after the game. Better be careful. Noah Burdener, I'm coming for you if that is the case, which he does. And this is going to go through. That almost split the uprights. I don't know. My, oh, my.
Well, we know what kind of leg he has now. You know, he can, because that, I mean, if it's a little bit straighter, that's 3 points. He could have, well, I mean, not here it wouldn't have been, but we know he can make it.
So two drives, two touchdowns for the Western Panthers here in the second half of play. Divine Child, they have a lost fumble and a three and out for their two drives. So Divine Child, they had their backs against the wall in the first half before they started to pick up the pieces and play a lot more confidently. Let's see what they're able to do on this drive as the third quarter winds down. Borges takes a snap, pitch off to the right. He's smothered and down for a loss of yards. Big loss, and there's a lot of frustration there on the field from Marcello Vitti.
Yeah, Vitti is very frustrated, shaking his head and kind of pounding the turf, the brand-new turf here. At we got a Western player down, cramping up again. But it wasn't so much the tackle that ended the play. It was the first contact from this Western defense that forced that play to get broken up.
Yeah, and that was, they read that play beautifully. Again, a little bit of a play action there for Bryce Borges, but just a great read from the defense. Got the jump, and just by the time they finally do make that handoff, there's really nowhere he could have gone. That's Kobe Tripp, who is going off of his own power. He's going to be good to go the rest
he'll
of the game.
It
so
off. He'll get
another
a banana.
Cramp here.
He'll get a banana from Hutches. He'll be fine.
Going to be a loss of 5 down at the 15, second down and 15. Divine Child looking downfield. Borges out of the pocket, scrambling, and he's going to be down at inside the 5 for another big-time loss. That's the second Western sack of the game.
And they just need to know where to throw the ball. There was nowhere for him to go. That Western defense has just been shutting them down. Cole Archer right there on the stop. It's third and forever for the Falcons, and they've been doing nothing but going backward. They're 4 yards away from the end zone.
A loss of 11 on that one, and it just took too long to make a decision on that one. And sometimes in those situations,
just throw it.
Just got to get rid of it, get it out of bounds. Because an incompletion's a lot better than a 11-yard loss. So a third and really long here for Divine Child. And a penalty marker thrown in the backfield by the official.
Hey, we got a lost phone in the press box.
If you're wondering, it is a
delay of game?
It might be.
Were too many guys on the field? I don't know.
It could be one of those. Yeah, they're pushed back even further. Looks like they're now at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, it was half the distance to the goal because, you know, that's all you can do when you're that deep.
First down, if you're wondering, is the 30-yard line. So it's third and 28. Borges in the end zone, scrambling, makes a little pass, and he's going to be down. Was he out of the end zone? Was he out of the end zone?
It's a safety.
Safety by the Western Panther defense.
The only open player he had was still in the end zone, and he wasn't even that open. As soon as he made contact, he was swarmed by the Panthers. That makes up for the missed field goal and then some from earlier in the game.
Divine Child looked like they were getting some momentum at the end of the first half going into the second half, but ever since that fumble on their first drive of the half, it's just like a house of cards. It's just all come apart for the Falcons.
I did not see who it was that got that tackle in the end zone. But just a dominating defensive performance. And I think what you're seeing at this point in the game, it's conditioning.
Yes.
It's the team that's being able to outlast you the longest. Western is just starting to impose their will on both sides of the ball and just separating themselves from Divine Child right now. They're just a better... I mean, we still have a full quarter to go. Things could change, but you just get the feeling right now that Western's just the better conditioned team.
Especially evident by the line as well. Their line just slipping through. Divine Child, their running game is now non-existent. Pockets collapsing on every pass attempt. So Western really starting to take control here. Now after that safety, 29-7 over Divine Child, 36 and a half seconds left in the third quarter.
And they get the ball back.
All right.
Absolutely.
Divine Child will have to kick from the
So Divine Child is just... Again, it was really interesting in the middle of the game, but Western really making adjustments. And I'm really impressed, especially with the guys they've lost throughout this game.
Well, they haven't been, like, real losses. They'll be coming back. A lot
yes.
of guys have gone out with cramps. They've had the one really big loss, but, you know, Vidito has just been coming in and running the defense or running the offense like he's been doing it all summer.
Yeah, absolutely next man up mentality for the Western mm-hmm. Panthers. And that's the versatility you want, especially if they want to have another successful season like last year, as we have a bit of a squib kick there fielded around the 40 for Western. This is going to be Van Riper sweeping around the near side, trying to get some yardage, and he's able to break through on the near side, and he lost it as he was getting tackled on the Divine Child 40. I believe he was out before that happened.
Yeah, he was out before he lost the ball, but just another example of great running by this Western squad. Van Riper, as you saw, I mean, he ran as much coming towards us straight across the field and just waited for his blocker, waited for that lane to open up. As soon as he saw it, he darted forward and got that big pickup. And again, Western, outstanding field position for their offense.
And what have we talked about all game? Great field position mm-hmm. to start drives, and now well into Divine Child territory to start first and 10 from the 37-yard line.
Wow.
Left hash mark, 22 seconds left in the third. Western up 29-7. Shotgun snap to Vidito. Handoff now up the middle for Parrott, and he's going to get a couple yards.
Yeah, you don't get 3, 4, 5 yards on first down if your offensive line isn't producing for you. Offensive line making the holes, making the push, and we're heading into the fourth quarter with Western fully in charge of this game.
29-7, Western now well into Divine Child territory, looking to really put this game away in the fourth quarter, which is coming your way next in 60 seconds on K105.3.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Taking your medications improperly can have serious health consequences. The experts at Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy offer free medication packaging to take the guesswork out of taking your prescriptions and will deliver them right to your door. Visit them on Facebook or call 750-2180 for more information.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Start of the fourth quarter, 29-7, Western over Divine Child. Connor Dockery with Mark Daly.
Jaden Willis.
First down, make it second down after the third quarter break.
Third down, they tried to run it up the gut and kind of ran into a wall.
Right into the 35-yard line. It's actually going to be a loss of a yard there on the play.
Would like to thank Fuller's Chemdry. You know, that last score wasn't a touchdown. It was a safety. It's a score all the same. So thank you. Actually, it's Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Cooling. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Cooling, our touchdown sponsors for the season here on Football Frenzy.
Third down and 8 for Western from the Divine Child 35-yard line, going from left to right as we have a throw deep downfield. And, just a little too high for Maverick Hammond. I believe he would have been gone if he made that catch, but it's going to be fourth down.
Yeah, just a little bit. Maybe a foot from his paw on that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that would have been a score. If they were able to connect, that would have been a score.
Made a good effort on that one.
I'm interested in seeing what happens here because we know Van Riper has the leg.
I would love to see it. I mean, with the score difference, I would love to see it. But, of course, you still got to have your foot on the throttle. A team like Divine Child, they can make a good run at every time. 11 minutes left, there's still plenty of time, so... Looks like they are going to punt this one away. Fourth down and 8 from the 35. Divine Child set to receive. Boy, hustling off the field, Brennan Viner.
It's a keeper. Oh, no. No.
So it looks like getting some near side there to punt it away. It's going to roll out of bounds at the 10-yard line. We'll get a little bit of an extra roll there.
That was another one of those running punts, and it almost felt like he was going to keep it for a while because he got right up to the line of scrimmage before he kicked that one. Not too much time in the air, but good enough on the ground and got a decent roll at it, and they're pinning him deep.
And deep like they have been all game. Again, all but one of their drives at the 20-yard line or less. They're starting this one at the 10-yard line. 10:54 to go in the ball game. Western leading 29-7. And it's been all Western here in the second half of play. Two receivers to the right now, three, none to the left. Borges takes a snap, throw on the middle, and it's going to be incomplete, a little bit short.
A little bit short, and he was covered fairly well there, too. Believe that's what you would call a force?
Yes.
But, I mean, when you're in this situation, it feels like, again, I'm not on the field, but it feels like, just observating here, there's a little bit of a sense of desperation on this Falcon team, which could be dangerous.
They actually had a backup throwing that one as well. That was actually the freshman Drew Sheridan with that incompletion. So pretty interesting right there. Two receivers to either side. He is now under center. Flag thrown on the snap. Second down and 10.
Western was bringing some heat on that one. And they're calling it a false start.
And, against the Falcons. It's now six penalties on Divine Child compared to five from Western, and it's going to be second and 15 from the five.
Before they tried to snap it, they brought one of their backs up to the line on the side. They doubled up over here on our side. They were bringing some heat, and that's what caused the jump for the Falcons.
Two receivers to either side. Sheridan in the shotgun, 10:35 and counting in the fourth. Takes a snap now in the end zone, looking downfield. A little bit of a dink there. That's going to be a catch. And a big first down, able to break a couple tackles. That's Finn Cameron, and he's finally forced out at the midfield. Wow, where did that come from?
Well, I mean, he could have been stopped back there by the 20, but they weren't able to bring him down. You got to be able to. If the first guy's not going to make the stop, the second guy's going to have to, but they just were not able to finish off those tackles, and he just kept running.
And a big gain as well now at the 49-yard line of Western. That's a gain of 46 yards. So a big old gain right there. Now 69 yards on three catches for Finn Cameron with a touchdown. Now a deep throw downfield by Drew Sheridan, and that's going to be hauled in, oh my goodness, by Antonio Solares-Vidia at the 15.
Right in between two Western defenders. He goes up. He wins the battle. He comes down with it. And just like that, the Falcons, who got quite a bit of work to do here when you're down 22, they're knocking on the door.
That is unbelievable. Back-to-back huge gains. It's going to be around the 15-yard line. As we mentioned, another injured Panther on the field with another, looks like, leg cramp here. This time it's Jack Barnes, the junior.
This just kind of lends itself to the whole back-and-forth feeling that we've had all night long with this. Even though Western's up 29-7. It still just feels like a back-and-forth game, and nobody really has this thing cinched up yet.
10:13 to go in the ball game. It's still a 29-7 lead for Western, but Divine Child starting to make some really nice plays out of their freshman backup quarterback, Drew Sheridan.
And it's about this time in some of the other drives that we've seen from D.C., you know, when they get a little something going, it's around this time they make a big mistake.
32-yard gain on that last throw. It's going to be first and 10 from the Western 17 left hash mark. One receiver left, three to the right. High snap to Sheridan. Pocket collapses, throw off to the right. That's going to be caught, but for a shallow gain, hit immediately by Zade Coates. It's like 2 yards on that one. Another injured Panther. Cramped up again.
Yeah, they're trying to use Vitti, and not only in the ground game, but in the air game. And Western has pretty regularly had an answer for Vitti here tonight.
He's so far got 59 yards on three catches, three of four passing for Drew Sheridan, the backup. As we are good to go, that's actually the second time that Kobe Tripp went down with the cramping. So he is once again getting off.
Walking it off, yeah.
It's pretty tough right here, some of these early season games, especially the heat wave we've been in.
And maybe the
last week or so.
Have a little bit more Tri-County water. I hear that's good water.
Yeah, where have I heard that before?
Maybe on the Daily. I don't know.
Maybe on the Daily. Shout out there to the Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports. Second down and nine from the 16-yard line for Divine Child. Throw off to the left. Deflected away. Nearly picked off with a penalty marker after the play. That was Zade Coates with that deflection.
That was a very close pick. Looks like they're going to get dinged for pass interference here, though. There was a little bit of contact before the ball made it there. Waiting for the call. I don't think we're getting a call.
Pass interference against Western.
Okay, it is pass interference. Six penalties aside. 9:26 to go in the third quarter.
Sorry, hold on a minute. I guess there was no signal.
Yeah, there's not a
signal
yet.
Okay, so they did.
Sure.
I was going off of the PA announcer, so... Okay.
That's the PA announcer politely asking for a call, so we all know what it is.
Okay. Looks like the 9-yard line, 8-yard line.
Wow.
So they.
That was dangerous.
Yeah.
That was
so
dangerous.
First and goal from the 8 for Divine Child, backup quarterback Drew Sheridan, looking to make some plays, looking to cut into this 22-point deficit at the hands of the Western Panthers. Takes the snap. He's going to bring it himself off to the left side. Cuts in and into the end zone. Touchdown, Falcons. That was Finn Cameron actually on the ground for the score.
Again, very patient running. Waited for his blockers. Wasn't just all 100% speed. Had a lane. Waited for the blockers. Took it when it was available and went right in for the score.
It's now 29-13. And Divine Child going for just the extra point. Lucas Rowland kicking this one away. Kick is up and in. Splits the uprights. It's now 29-14 Western over Divine Child. Still a lot of time here. 9:18 to go. Two-possession game. Anything can happen here, especially if Divine Child can get a quick stop here from Western and get the ball back, especially with the momentum that their young freshman quarterback was able to do on that drive. A couple big-time passes as well.
Great game happening on Spring Arbor Road. Lumen Christie in the third on top of Michigan Center, 28-21.
Oh, my.
Braylon Brown had an 80-yard TD run. That's a close one. That's a close one.
Lumen Christie head coach Herb Brogan actually talked with our own Greg O'Connor this week and said after all these years, after all the wins he's racked up, he was still nervous going into this game against Michigan Center, one of the better teams in Jackson County. And, boy, giving the defending state champs a run for their money.
Yeah. Well, defending state champs in 7. Lumen opted to play up this year in 6.
Yes.
So they're in Division 6 this year, which, I mean, realistically, the way Center is stacked this year, they're expected to be a postseason team. Lumen's expected to be a postseason team. This could be a situation where their first game of the regular season, possibly first game in the postseason for those two
teams.
Yes. So
that's a big-time matchup right there. We'll definitely try to keep tabs on that one.
We got a good one here. I mean, nothing's been settled here yet either. 29-14, Western on top.
Yeah, Western's done the job here in the second half, but don't count out Divine Child. We got a squib kick right here, fielded right at the midfield by Jaden Willis. Boy, just went right to him.
It did go right to him. I'm wondering if they're maybe trying to do like a version of the onside where they can maybe get it deflected off of somebody
yeah.
who's not expecting it and then
exactly.
get the ball. But this Western team has got some hands, and they've started with really good field position.
Another midfield.
Well, the first kickoff of the game when we started, they kicked it right to was a Van Riper who went half the length of the field. So I guess they decided the rest of the way to just give them decent field position instead of letting them earn it.
First and 10 for the Panthers from their own 48-yard line left hash mark. 9:18 to go in this one, 29-14 lead over Divine Child. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Brody Vitido under center, going to hand off up the middle, fighting for a couple yards, able to get it over the 50-yard line. Sophomore again, Brody Parrott.
Chopping those feet, keeping your momentum going after first contact to get those yards.
63 yards on 15 carries for Brody Parrott.
He got an update from Spring Arbor Road again. 42-21 now. Lumen on top.
Oh, well, what were we saying before we jinxed it? It's our fault.
Well, it's just 28-21, so Lumen starting to build some separation there.
Second down and 8 from the 50-yard line for the Panthers. Two receivers right, none left. Shotgun snap, now a hand up the middle again for Parrott, and he's able to fight for another 1 or 2 yards there, which brings up third down.
So what he did was kind of like a Braylon Edwards move, is he like took it up the middle, bounced off what was supposed to be a hole and wasn't, kicked it outside and got some extra yards.
64 yards on 16 carries now for the sophomore. 8:08 and counting in the fourth quarter here in Western. So,
well, if you're Western, this is what you want to do. You want to
exactly.
keep it on the ground. You want that clock just to tick away.
Clock is running, and they're using every second of that play clock here as they line up for another third down. It's going to be third down and 7 from the 49 of Divine Child. Now the snap out of the pocket, scrambling, trying to make something out of nothing but a sack by Divine Child. Three bodies there. Looked like Julian Hernandez.
He thought he had a little bit of green to run in because he tucked that once his protection broke down. He tucked that and tried to go up the gut, and it didn't work. O'Donnell, big Sean O'Donnell in that white jersey, took him down. And Western finds themselves fourth and long. But, you know, that clock is ticking. A little more than seven minutes to go here.
7:15, as a matter of fact. Fourth down and 11 coming up from the 47-yard line. And it's going to be a punt from Noah Burdner. But Divine Child, I'm interested. There's going to be a penalty marker on the play before the snap. False start against Western.
Illegal procedure against Western.
7 penalties now against the Panthers.
That actually might work out better with his leg. 16. Gives him a little more room to work with it. We get that big booming punt instead of the little squibber.
Exactly.
You know?
It's probably going to mess him up more trying to have less power on those. So this gives him a chance to potentially use the full power, go a little bit of height on it. Clock still ticking, 6:50 and counting. In the fourth quarter, 29-14, Western over Divine Child. This one punted away. This one going around the 25-yard line. Fielded and dodges a tackle. Going to be forced out of bounds around the 40 with several penalty markers on the play.
All right. On his return, flag on the play.
Yeah, not sure where this is going to be.
That was pretty early, too, right
yeah.
when he caught that. That was Andrew Ryan on the punt return.
There wasn't really any defender around him in the area where that ball was caught.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he call for a fair catch and then run it? I don't know.
That could be a chance. It's looking like, yes, it is going to be a Divine Child penalty. It's going to hurt them, push them back even further on their.
Well, they went. They had decent position. There was no need for that block in the back. They had decent position. And now they're.
15-yard line.
Yeah.
Yet another play that they're starting their drive inside the
first
20.
And 10 from the 15.
And that could be really one of the huge differences of this game, just simply field position.
Now, Western's just got to play clean here. Avoid the penalties. They helped them out a lot that last drive. Just play clean this series.
6:23 and counting. Snap off to the left for Sheridan. He's scrambling, trying to get rid of it. He can't. Sacked again. Three sacks for the Western defense. Sheridan couldn't do anything there.
Just trying to make something happen, and you know, really, you needed to get rid of it at that point. You would have stopped the clock. You would have saved your field position, and now you're 6 yards away from potentially another safety.
It's a loss of 8. It's going to be second down and leave.
A lot.
A lot. Okay.
We'll go for partial credits. A lot.
I might as well not give myself a brain cramp trying to calculate this
on
the fly.
Tonight.
Second down and a lot. Yeah, with all the cramps. That was, no pun intended there. All right, Sheridan throw off to the left on second down, and then a pitch out. Who lost it? Ball is loose. Did Western get to that one, or did Divine Child? I believe they held on to it. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be a fumble at this point because he caught it, pitched it over. They couldn't get the handle on it. A player went down.
Looked like a forward pitch, honestly, too. Yeah. Forward lateral, so I'm not sure if that was even legal, but that is going to be third down. They're going to rule that a good play there.
Wow.
They're on the 20-yard line now. Gain of 13. Now a throw off the left side. Caught and in for the first down and then some as Antonio Solares-Vitti able to get a couple extra yards on that one for the first down.
Did a really good job of once he caught that. Right there on the line, just doing kind of like a little toe tap and a spin, evading the defender, and then getting the extra yards for the first down.
Down at the 37-yard line, that's a gain of 17 on the play. He's now got himself 49 yards on two catches there for Solares-Vitti. First and 10 from the 37, 5:10 to go in the game, 29-14 lead for Western. Snap to Sheridan, pulling out of the pocket, off to the left, scrambling, and he's sacked again, this time by Chepko.
Boy, when that protection breaks down, as soon as there's a kink in the armor, it's like there's blood in the water, and the Panthers, they just swarm to the ball. That's every sack, there's been 3-4 maroon jerseys right there.
Is there a penalty as well, it looks like? They did stop the clock.
There's a penalty.
Holding and the defense.
Defensive holding.
All right. So that will erase a good stop there. Well, they're going to do it from the spot of where he was sacked at. So this is not going to totally hurt Western, but.
They almost walked it off the wrong way.
Okay. Whoops. Okay. Yeah they are going to correct it. So
that's a big.
Now going up to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, Western's got to be clean on this. Gave him a first down.
Was a big loss.
That was
there.
No kidding. He's got to play clean on this.
Yeah.
You don't often get defensive holding though. That's a rare penalty.
First and 10 from the 47. Three receivers left, one right. 4:54 to go and counting. High snap to Sheridan. Quick throw to the left side. That's going to be caught and forced out of bounds.
Oh, he stayed in. They're keeping the clock running.
Giancarlo Vitti. Yeah, that's not what they wanted. And a little bit of a limp there as well for Vitti. He's going to be out at the 49, so a gain of 2. 6 of 8 passing for Sheridan.
Vitti having a little bit of a cramp out there trying to tough it out.
61 yards on 4 catches for Vitti. 3 receivers right, 1 left. It's going to be second down and 8 from the 49. 4:15 and counting. High snap to Sheridan. Pocket collapses again, able to scramble out of it. Penalty marker down, and he is going to be sacked just shy of the 45. But what is the penalty?
Wow. Another flag out there. Carlson with the sack on that, and that was... They stopped the clock to talk about what the flag is. But, I mean, that was... Practically everybody with a maroon jersey was in the backfield on that sack. They're bringing the heat.
Did not have a chance, especially a young freshman trying to. Oh, Divine Child penalty. Holding.
I'm sorry, I'm just laughing at the commentary from the announcer here.
He's done.
Definitely home field commentary here.
Job. I love the PA announcing here. Now, usually, PA announcers usually is supposed to be impartial, but I've loved it. Let's be honest. Yeah. It's been pretty entertaining for us. It's been awesome. 39-yard line after the penalty. It's going to be second down and long.
They declined the penalty. They just kept it.
Yes.
As
so the clock should. It's like they're now meeting. The officials are meeting.
They should be running that clock here as soon as.
Yes. And that's what I was watching for. I was watching for the clock to start going since they declined it. Even the PA announcer doesn't know what's happening. No one knows what's happening
funny.
Here.
You know, even if you're not a Western alum or have kids, you got to come and just have this experience one night. This announcer is awesome.
4 minutes and counting. High snap after the sack, and he is going to be brought down again. Sheridan, nowhere to go. The Divine Child Falcons just exhausted out there.
Well, I mean, they're bringing the heat. Western's just bringing a lot of guys at the line of scrimmage. They're not really giving them any time to think about where they can throw the ball. He doesn't have time to find any open receivers because this series, and we've seen it a few times before, Western's just so quick getting through the line of scrimmage. And you know why that is? Their line is just outpowering the other line right now. Going back to conditioning this late in the game.
Yeah, and Western definitely well-conditioned, able to overcome a lot of cramps, couple bumps and bruises in this one, and down a starting quarterback, but they've been able to really shrug that off and make some good plays on both sides, and that's been really the big key. Again, it looked shaky going into halftime and even coming out of the halftime locker room for the Western Panthers, but they were able to force a fumble by Divine Child on their first drive of the third quarter. And since then, Western has just dominated this game on both sides of the ball. Has to do with the offensive and defensive line, as you mentioned.
And now here's the Falcons. They're looking at a third and 20. I mean, you got to get it.
And this is a must right here. The game's over. Yeah.
So you got to get at least 10 here.
3:36 to go in this one. 29-14 lead for Western over Divine Child out of Dearborn.
Alrighty, here we go. Third and
the
20.
School that one Aiden Hutchinson attended a couple years ago. I wonder if he's any good. Wonder what he's up to nowadays.
I'll have to Google him. Bringing the heat again.
Snap now, third and 20. He's going to make a throw on the near side. Deflected away there by Denton Broadworth.
Finally able to get one off. Trying to find a guy. He had a little separation in the middle if he could have connected with it, but he had too many guys in his face, and Western just imposing their will. It's a fourth and 20 right now.
And that's been huge in the second half for Western. As Divine Child, they started the game 3 of 4 on third down conversions. Since then, it is now 4 of 9. So they've now gone just 1 and 5 on third down since that great start. So it's fourth and long. Of course, they're going to go for it. Their only fourth down attempt of the game.
Showing blitz again. And they're bringing it.
3:30 and counting. Hall deep downfield. And that's going to be intercepted. Going down the far sideline. And he is going to bring this one to the house.
A pick six.
A pick six by one. Maverick Hammond.
Maverick Hammond pick six. Bringing a little life back to this crowd. They were practicing pick sixes when I was here the other day. Coach was saying, when we get that interception, everybody becomes a lead blocker. You block the receivers, you put a body on somebody, and you don't get a pick six without the rest of the team blocking those guys out of your way.
3:16 left. Here comes the extra point from Noah Burdner, 35-14. Western just pouring it on both sides of the football. Here in week one, kick is up and good. Now 4 of 5 on extra points. Now 36-14, Western over Divine Child. And I've just been impressed with the game plan in the second half of Western, as you mentioned. And I think half of it has to do with the game plan adjustments and the other half of it just straight up conditioning. Divine Child just looks exhausted out there.
Western's just outlasting them. Western has outlasted them. Nick Rulowitz and his crew, they know how to get the team ready. And you know when this season started? right at the end of last season. Of course, they had kids playing other sports and whatnot, but that conditioning stayed constant in the weight room from the end of last season, and you're seeing it here today. These guys just outlasting DC tonight.
Definitely been a fun one for Divine Child. They are for Western over Divine Child. Western well on their way to a 1-0 start, and for the second season in a row, defeating Divine Child to open the season. Last year, able to take down the Falcons on their home field and able to open up this brand new turf with a really good start. Maybe it's the turf. Maybe the turf really got them rallied up. Of course, I mean, that they would have seen that in the first half, just this pure dominance, which we did initially a little bit. But Divine Child really settling in the middle of the game. But then the second half, Western really putting down the clamps on this one as the kick is away and into the end zone for the touchback. And it's another drive for Divine Child starting at the 20-yard line.
It's one of their better spots that they started the game at the 20. Seriously.
And that's special teams, especially in high school, is an underrated part of the game.
If you got somebody who has a leg like Birdner who can just, you know, really get that boot off of a punt or just get it deep on a kickoff or be precise like we saw earlier with that little kind of, you know, squibby little kick. And that, yeah, having that guy can really flip the field for you.
First and 10 from the 20, 3 right, 2 left for receivers. Going to be a handoff up the middle. Going to be a good run in for the first down and brought down past the 35-yard line. That's going to be, I believe, Jelani Williams on the carry.
So Western's been bringing the heat. Consistently, they've been blitzing from the right side. Finally, DC is trying to run it the opposite way. Look, what? They did it again.
Another handoff right there, trying to get some extra yardage. Penalty marker is down in the backfield. After the play, looks like probably at most no gain on the play.
That was a blitz again off the right side. I mean, if it's working, you keep doing it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's been working, especially with the line domination. And it's going to be a Divine Child penalty holding. It'll be first and 20 is at the line of scrimmage. And it is accepted.
Yeah, pushing them back even more. Well, when your defense is shown, with the occasional big play here, big play there, for the most part, this Western defense has been able to keep the Falcons in check.
That last touchdown as well, that pick six. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning, bringing you that touchdown as well. 2:40 and counting in this one. Divine Child, the snap to Sheridan. He's peeling off to the left side. Little short throw to the left and caught, hit out of bounds. Adam Ahmad there. That was actually Noah Awakov pick with the throw.
Noah,
now a third stringer.
Noah Birdner lowering the shoulder and just putting a lick on him to knock him out of bounds. There's gain of three. Two.
All right, the 30-yard line now. Gain of two, second down and long. 2:15 and counting in this 136-14 Western lead. 10 seconds to work with on the play clock. Three right, one left, one back. With Awakov pick. Takes the snap. Looking downfield, throw to the far side. That's going to be caught and brought down immediately for a short gain.
Birdner making the tackle over there on the far side. You know, the important thing is here, you're keeping them in bounds. That time, Western only rushed three. They dropped people back in coverage. They knew they were going to throw it because it's like third and forever. So they are just trying to keep them in bounds just to keep that clock rolling.
They're doing that well. 135 seconds and counting on the clock. Third down and 13 from the 35-yard line. Divine Child. Pocket collapses again. Awakov pick trying to make a throw downfield, and he does for the first down as Adam Ahmad trying to run away from his jersey being pulled back by Jaden Willis, able to get another yard or two on that, but a first down all the same.
He took a defender for a ride and kind of hung on the jersey, stretched that out a bit, and they clock it. to get the clock stopped.
Another big gain right there. That was going to be for 18 yards on that throw for a couple of the backups here for Divine Child. Now 25 yards on three catches in a row for Adam Ahmad. Clock stopped at 1:13. 22-point lead for Western over Divine Child.
Bring the heat.
Three right, one left. Snap. Pulling out of the pocket, and it's going to be another sack for the Panthers.
The Falcons have no answer for the Western blitz right now. When Western is rushing three, Divine Child is able to find somebody open and is able to connect. You bring that extra guy or extra two guys, they just don't have the bodies to cover it, and Western's getting a sack almost every time they bring a blitz.
It's going to be a loss of eight on the play, I believe, if I can actually calculate that stuff right. Third down and long. Got a hand up to the right side. Going to be a big run and just shy of the first down. Another big run there that time from Joe Persicone.
That should be it.
And that is going to be a fourth down, but as you mentioned, we're now inside 20 seconds. Divine Child still out there making another try of it. 10 seconds left. Will they even snap it? They will. Snap. Fake handoff up the middle. And going to be down. Alikoff pick. And time expires. The Western Panthers.
Oh, yep. Yeah. We had .4 on the clock. Sorry. Didn't mean to stop you. We had .4 on the clock. They stopped it prematurely. It's over.
36-14 is the final score. Western starting their 2024 season off 1-0 against Divine Child, the same opponent that they started 1-0 against last season. And it was just a phenomenal game all around for Western, especially in the second half.
Especially the second half, you got the sense that Western just was outlasting on both sides of the ball, this Falcon team. Just a dominating performance, offense, defense, capitalizing on mistakes, overcoming their own mistakes too. Western by far didn't play a perfect game. They had some penalty issues out here tonight that gave the Divine Child some of the chances that they were looking for. So Western not only able to capitalize but overcome some of their mistakes here tonight. It was a really good score, doesn't show it, 36-14. It was a really good back and forth game.
Yeah, definitely a lot closer than the score indicates. It wasn't until the third quarter really dragged on that it really got away from Divine Child. But that first half was really back and forth, aggressive. Game could have gone either direction there. As first quarter, it was a 6-0 lead for Western. Then it was a 13-7 halftime score for Western over Divine Child. Divine Child, again, they came out with a pretty decent start. First drive of the half, they fumbled it, and then Western was able to run away from it there, outscoring Divine Child 16-0 in that third quarter in order to go into the fourth up 29-7. Both teams with 7 points in that fourth quarter. Final score 36-14. As we take a look at some of the team stats here, might not be 100% accurate. I did my best here. Both of us did here.
Well, we're both professionals in training. So
that is right. Yeah. So Western with 8 first downs. They were 3 of 10 on third down, 3 of 3 on fourth down. That's a big one right there. Mm. 4 of 5 on extra point kicks there for Noah Burdener. Had 6 sacks, 1 turnover, and 8 penalties. Meanwhile, Divine Child, 10 first downs, 5 of 11 on third down, 0 of 1 on fourth down. 2 of 2 on extra point attempts, 3 sacks, 2 turnovers, 9 penalties. So very good game overall for the Western Panthers. And I think it's time for the Fuller's ChemDry player of the game. And he really deserves it for his play in the second half, really stepping up for the injured Reed Myers. I'm going to give it to Brody Vitadeau.
That's exactly who I was thinking too. You mentioned that, you know, he had a score on the ground, had a score in the air, had a score throwing. So, and being the backup,
Yeah.
Looking like he's been running this offense all summer long. So, yeah, I would I definitely agree with that as well. I think that is the only choice to get the Fuller's Chem Dry player of the game. And he gets a little something from Schlenkers.
That's right, he does. So
you can't go wrong with Schlenkers.
He definitely earned it here in this one. So the senior backup quarterback, Brody Vitido, getting tonight's Fuller's Chem Dry player of the game. He had one catch for 5 yards in this touchdown. He was 4 of 4 passing with the passing touchdown. Now with a couple of the sacks as well. 6 carries, minus 2 yards. But again, the big one, he had the 1 yard touchdown there, especially in the third quarter. So a big score right there for Brody Vitido, the backup quarterback for the Western Panthers. And another shout out as well to Brody Parrott, the sophomore. Had some good plays there in the second half on the ground. Ended up with 64 yards and 16 carries.
Well, we got to see Brody a little bit last year towards the end of the season when they brought up some of the JV guys. And he's just kind of picking up right where his older brother Ben left off.
Can't forget about Maverick Hammond as well. He had the pick six there. That really sealed the deal there in the second half. But catching, wow, 107 yards on 4 catches with a touchdown.
Yeah, so Hammond scoring both on offense and defense. And just
he's
being
probably a close second for that player of the game.
Yeah, he's just that player that you love to have all around, can do it on both sides of the ball.
I would actually be close to giving it to him as well. I mean, shoot, you could even have an argument for Reed Myers, who only played the first half. He did have 2 touchdown passes as well, but well, a couple different players. I mean, that's a good problem to have. Several players that you can pick for the player of the game. But main reason I give it to Vitido is because the fact that he had to change his role mid-game, and he really stepped up and was really a game-changer there in the second half. So Western Panthers, once again, final score 36-14 over the Divine Child Falcons. They start their 2024 season 1-0. Divine Child dropping their first game now down to 0-1. Mark Daly, any last thoughts here from Western High School?
This was just a great way to kick off the high school football season. Really enjoyed working with you for the first time. Looking forward to the rest of the season. Just kind of going back on the player of the game. You know, we've got Western, I think, at least 1 or 2 more times on the schedule. So Hammond does have a chance to win player of the game a little bit further down the road. But, yeah, this is just a great experience tonight. Great way to kick off the season. And next week, Vandercook Lake at East Jackson. We're going to see a little bit different football next week in the rugged Cascades.
There we go. Yeah, and it's going to be a fun season here, the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Different matchup each week. We try to evenly feature a lot of the Jackson County schools as well. And as you mentioned, we are going to do Western against Northwest, a rivalry matchup there in a couple weeks. So that one's going to be fun. That one's going to be at Northwest. So that's going to be fun. And it was a fun one tonight. So
Absolutely. Hopefully
more great football to come, especially for this Western team. Getting off on the right foot one more time, 36-14 over Divine Child. That'll do it for tonight's game. The Western Panthers will be back in action next Friday against the Traverse City Central Trojans on the road. You can check out K1053.com for an upcoming broadcast schedule for Jackson County football. For Mark Daly, my name is Connor Dockery, and thank you for tuning into this presentation of high school football on K105.3. Good night, everyone.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
This concludes week one of K105.3's High School Football Frenzy. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Western Schools, AeroQuip Credit Union, The Clothing Carousel, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Avenue Auto, Fuller's Chem Dry, Northwest Community Schools, Kelly Fuels, and the College and Career Access Center. Tune in next Friday night, September 6th, when Vandercook Lake travels to East Jackson. We now return to regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.